Steve.
God bless you, Stephen. Just bring me glasses, please. It's in the back.
Ovo ne prevodim.
need some magnification to read the word.
Treba malo povećalo da pročita reč.
When you get this age.
Kada dospete u ove godine.
Thank God for the glasses.
Drago mi je što postoje naočale.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we certainly had a wonderful time this morning.
A sigurno da smo imali jako lepo jutro.
Amen, and a wonderful time of fellowship even after the service.
I čak i jedno predivno zajedništvo čak nakon same službe.
I really enjoy sitting down and breaking bread together with you.
Zaista sam uživao i dok sam sedeo s vama i prelamao hleb s vama.
Sometimes we drive away, but I didn't realize there's such a nice time after the service also.
Da, ponekad ne shvatam da je tako lepo vreme i nakon same službe također isto tako.
Truly I've been blessed being here.
Zaista sam blagoslovljen što sam ovde.
You know, many times a minister go to a certain place.
Znate, veoma često neki propovednik odlazi na neko određeno mesto.
And he thinks about trying to be a blessing to the people.
I on razmišlja kako da bude blagoslov ljudima.
But God takes you to certain places where he makes the people bless you.
Ali vas onda Bog odvodi na neka određena mesta gde oni blagosiljaju vas.
Amen. So amen. I've certainly been blessed.
Tako da sam sigurno blagoslovljen ovde.
You're a real blessing to me to see you in the service and your attitude and love for the word.
Zaista sam blagoslovljen kad vidim vas na službi i kako se odnosite prema reči.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you get among a group like that,
i kada dospete u jednu ovakvu grupu,
though it might be few in number,
možda je ona mala u broju,
the presence of God is rich,
ali Božija prisutnost je bogata,
it can come very close,
i može da prići veoma blizu,
and we are grateful for that,
i mi smo veoma zahvalni za to,
and so this evening we are anticipating another blessing,
tako da ovo veče mi ponovo iščekujemo jedan novi blagoslov,
and I trust that you are enjoying this book of Ruth,
i verujem da vi uživate u ovoj knjizi o Ruti.
I just wish I could stay here maybe 2 months and just preach a little for you.
Voleo bih ovdje ostati čak i 2 mjeseca da vam sve ovo ispovedam.
You enjoy the company and the fellowship.
Ja uživa se u zajedništvu ovakvog društva.
Amen.
Amen.
But I know that in the days to come,
ali znam da u danima koji su pred nama,
as you read it yourself,
da dok to vi sami budete čitali,
as you hear back the services,
i dok budete ponovo čuli ove službe,
it will come that much more real to you.
Da će to vama postati još mnogo realnije.
Sometimes so much is coming forth.
Ponekad dolazi samo jedan određena mera.
You think, oh my, I can't contain it all.
I mislite, oh, ne mogu sve obuhvatiti.
I hope I remember that.
Nadam se da ćete to upamtiti.
I hope I remember this.
Nadam se da ćete se ovo sve zapamtiti.
But that's the job of the Holy Spirit.
To je delo Svetog Duha.
He brings back the word to our remembrance.
Zato što on vraća reč nama u sećanje.
Amen.
Amen.
And he teaches us further on the same truth.
I on nas onda i dalje još više uči o istoj istini.
And he is faithful to do that.
I on je veran da to čini.
So while the word is coming forth,
tako da dok reč nastupa,
you just say, Lord, write it in my heart.
Vi recite samo, Gospode, napiši mi to u srcu.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he promised,
on je obećao,
I will write my laws,
ja ću zapisati svoje zakone u vašim srcima i vašim mislima.
And this is the covenant,
i to je zavet,
I will make with you,
koji ću učiniti s vama.
And you will have to ask no man to show you the Lord. You will have to ask of no man to make known the Lord to you.
Vi ne morate pitati ni jednog čovjeka da vam učini Gospoda poznatim.
We will all know him.
Pošto ćemo ga svi znati.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, Brother Branham told a little story.
Znate, brat Branham je pričao jednu malu priču.
About spiritual amnesia.
Koja je o duhovnoj amneziji.
A very precious message the prophet preached.
Jedna veoma dragocena poruka koju je prorok propovedao.
Because this is the day.
Zato što je ovo dan.
When God is removing the veil from around us.
Kada Bog uklanja veo sa nas.
There was a blank spot in our minds.
Postojao je jedno prazno mesto u našem umu.
We couldn't think back far enough before birth.
I nismo mogli misliti unazad pre našeg rođenja.
Where were we before we were born in this life?
Gde smo mi to bili pre nego što smo bili rođeni u ovom životu?
It was like a blank place.
To je kao jedna praznina u nama.
And where would we be after we die?
I gde ćemo biti kada umremo?
And that was another blank place.
I to je opet još jedna praznina.
And that's why some people believe in reincarnation.
I radi toga neki ljudi vjeruju u reinkarnaciju.
Some people believe that when you are dead, you are finished.
A neki vjeruju kada umrete da je gotovo s vama.
Some people believe in evolution.
Neki ljudi vjeruju u evoluciju.
But the seven seals have been opened.
Ali sedam pečata je bilo otvoreno.
And God has revealed to us in this day.
I Bog otkriva nama u ovom danu.
Where we were before birth.
Gdje smo to bili prije nego što smo bili rođeni.
And where we will be after death.
I gdje ćemo biti nakon smrti.
Amen.
Amen.
The entire secret.
Čitava ta tajna.
Of our pre-existence.
Našeg prepostojanja.
Our earthly journey.
I našeg zemaljskog putovanja.
And our eternal destination.
I našeg večnog odredišta.
Has been revealed to us.
Je bila od nama otkrivena.
Just think of it.
Mislite o tome.
Moses.
Mojsije.
He was spoken of in the Bible.
On je govorio o tome u Bibliji.
Before he was born.
O njemu je bilo govoreno u Bibliji pre nego što je bio rođen.
Samuel.
Samuel.
His mother desired a child.
Majka njegova je žudela za detetom.
And prayed and cried for a child.
I molila se i plakala se da dobije dete.
Before he was born.
Pre nego što je on bio rođen.
And then the priest told her, you will have a son.
A onda je sveštenik njoj rekao, imat ćeš sina.
Amen.
Amen.
And there was spoken of before they were born in the earth.
I tamo je bilo govoreno pre o njegovom rođenju na zemlju.
Then Moses was born.
I onda se rodio Mojsije.
When his parents saw him,
a kada su ga roditelji vidjeli,
they knew that this was the son.
Znali su da je to taj sin.
That God spoke to Abraham of.
O kome je Bog govorio Abrahamu.
Saying your people will sojourn in a strange land.
Da će biti ljudi u stranoj i tuđoj zemlji.
For 400 years.
400 godina.
But I will bring them out with a mighty hand.
Ali ja ću ih izvesti napolje silnom rukom.
And for 400 years they look for the deliverer.
I 400 godina su očekivali oslobodioca.
When Moses was born.
I kada se Mojsije rodio.
They knew that was him.
Znali su da je to on.
And the mother wasn't afraid of the king's commandment.
A majka se nije čak plašila ni kraljeve zapovesti.
She hid the child from Pharaoh.
Ona je skrila dete od faraona.
Amen.
Amen.
You know the story.
Znate tu priču.
And he lived for 120 years.
I on je živeo 120 godina.
His life was in 340s.
Njegov život je bio u 340-tice, znači 340 godina.
First 40 years he was in Egypt.
Prvih 40 godina bio je u Egiptu.
Second 40 years he was in the wilderness.
A drugih 40 godina bio je u pustinji.
And in the third 40 years he delivered the people.
A u trećoj 40. godini je izveo, oslobodio narod.
Then when the time came for him to die.
A onda kad je došlo njegovo vrijeme da umre.
The Bible says he was not sick.
Biblija je rekla da on nije bio bolestan.
His eyes was not dim.
Ali oči mu još nisu bile zamagljene.
Neither was his natural strength diminished.
Niti mu je prirodna snaga prestala.
And God told him.
A Bog mu je rekao.
Go up in the mountain and die.
Popni se na goru i tamo umri.
God, there's a time to be born and a time to die.
Zato što ima vrijeme da za rađanje, ima vrijeme za umiranje.
God said, go up and die.
Bog je rekao idi gore i umri.
And he went up in the mountain and died.
I on je otišao u goru i umro.
But 1400 years after.
Ali 1400 godina nakon toga.
He was with Jesus in Mount Transfiguration.
On je bio sa Isusom na gori preobraženja.
Still alive.
Još uvijek živ.
Still a prophet.
Još uvijek kao prorok.
Still foretelling the future.
Još uvijek je govorio o budućnosti.
Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet came in this day.
I prorok je došao u ovom danu.
And opened the mystery of those things.
I otvorio nam tajne o tim stvarima.
Moses was spoken of before he came.
O Mojsiju je bilo govoreno pre nego što je došao.
He was born into the earth.
A onda je rođen u određenom trenutku.
Then he lived and died.
I onda je živeo i umro.
And death didn't change his nature.
A smrt nije promijenila njegovu prirodu.
It only changed his dwelling place.
Ona je promijenila samo mjesto njegovog prebivanja.
He was still a prophet.
On je i dalje bio prorok.
Samuel was born.
Samuel se rodio.
Grew up in the temple.
Bio je podignut u hramu.
Came into a prophetic ministry.
I došao je do proročke službe.
He lived and died.
Živeo pa umro.
And then when he came up.
I onda kad se ponovo pojavio.
You know the story.
Znate tu priču.
How Saul tried to contact him.
Kako je Saul pokušao da ga kontaktira.
Through the witch of Endor.
Kroz vračaru u Endori.
And when he came up he prophesied.
I kad je došao on je prorokovo.
He was still a prophet.
I bio je još uvijek prorok.
Amen.
Amen.
So we realize God's purpose for us.
Tako da mi shvatamo Božju svrhu za nas.
That we might be growing old in our bodies.
Da možemo u našim telima i ostariti.
But this eternal life in us.
Ali ovdje je večni život u nama.
It's been revealed.
I on se otkriva.
This word, this theophany.
Ta reč, ta teofanija.
That we bypass.
Koju smo mi zaobišli.
We are coming back in the union with this theophany.
Mi se vraćamo ponovo nazad u jedinstvo sa tom teofanijom.
Amen.
Amen.
Your angel.
Vaš anđeo.
Jesus said your angel behold the Father face in heaven day and night.
Isus je rekao da vaši anđeli gledaju lice nebeskog Oca i dan i noć.
The prophet said that's your theophany.
I prorok je rekao to je vaša teofanija.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You remember the story?
Sećate se te priče?
Sister Hope. Sister Hope.
No, sestri Hope.
The wife, the first wife of the prophet.
To je bila prva prorokova žena.
He says she had nice brown hair.
Rekao je da je imala lepu smeđu kosu.
And brown eyes.
I smeđe oči.
And you know she died a young girl.
I znate da je umrla kao mlada devojka.
And then he buried her in the cemetery.
I onda je sahranio na groblju.
1937.
1937.
When the flood took place.
Kada je došla ta poplava.
But 23 years after.
23 godine nakon
1960
i da ide iza zavese vremena.
Yes, she was.
I evo je tamo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says she had them brown eyes.
On mi rekao imala je te smeđe oči.
And brown hair.
I smeđu kosu.
But that was the body.
Ali to je bilo telo.
That was buried.
Koje je bilo sahranjeno.
But now she was in a theophany.
Ali sada je bila u svojoj teofaniji.
That had brown hair.
I ona je imala brown kosu i smeđe oči.
Which was first?
Šta je bilo prvo?
The theophany or the body?
Teofanija ili telo?
The theophany was first.
Pa teofanija je bila prva.
Amen.
Amen.
But the body?
Ali telo?
Came from a father and mother.
Je došlo preko oca i majke.
The father had a sperm.
Otac imao spermatozoid.
The mother had an egg.
A majka imala jaje.
When a father and mother came together.
I kada su se otac i mati sastali.
There are millions of sperm and millions of eggs.
Bilo je tamo miliona spermatozoida i miliona jajašta.
But God determined.
Ali Bog je odlučio.
Which sperm?
Koji spermatozoid?
Will unite with which egg?
Će se ujediniti sa kojim jaštetom?
And that determines whether she would have to be a blonde or a brunette.
I to je odredilo da li će ona biti plava, crna ili kakva.
Whether she'll have brown eyes or blue eyes.
Hoće li imati smeđe oči ili plave oči?
So God in designing the physical body.
Tako da Bog u dizajniranju ovog materijalnog tela.
Is made to reflect the theophany.
On čini da ono reflektuje ili odražava teofaniju.
We are here in the negative form.
Mi smo ovdje u obliku negativa.
But that's a positive over here.
Ali tamo je preko pozitiv.
This body came by sex.
Ovo telo je došlo seksualnim
putem. It's subject to sin and death.
I ono je podložno smrti i grehu.
This is a fallen condition.
Ovo je naše palo stanje.
But that theophany could never fall.
Ali ta teofanija nikad ne može pasti.
It could never sin.
Nikad ne može grešiti.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Slava Bogu.
And because your name was in the book.
I zato što su vam imena bilo.
The Holy Spirit.
Sveti Duh
has come to you.
Dolazi ka vama.
Quicken you.
I oživljava.
To link you up to that theophany.
Da bi vas povezao ponovo sa teofanijom.
That when you get the link up with that theophany.
Da kada budete u spoju sa teofanijom.
You have a receiving set. You have like a receiving set.
Aha, imate ovdje kao jedan prijemnik.
And you get transmission from the air.
I odande dobijate odgovor.
And when that transmit you receive here.
I kada taj odgovor primi ovaj prijemnik ovdje.
You are living under the influence.
I vi živite pod utjecajem toga.
Of that perfect self.
Tog vašeg savršenstva.
That's the word.
To je reč.
You are reflecting the word.
Vi odražavate reč.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The heavenly influence.
Postoji nebeski utjecaj.
On your life.
Na vaše živote.
And that's what the new birth means.
I to je ono što znači na novo rođenje.
The Bible says.
Biblija kaže.
1 Corinthians 13.
1 Korinčanima 13.
When that which is perfect is come.
Kada dođe ono što je savršeno.
That which is in part shall be done away.
Ono što je delimično će biti uklonjeno.
We shall know as we were known.
Mi ćemo znati kao što smo znani.
We will see face to face.
Gledat ćemo licem u lice.
Like the little boy in the mirror.
Kao mali dječak pred ogledalom.
He looks in the mirror.
On se pogleda u ogledalo.
He knows that's me.
I rekao je, on je znao da je to on.
He is certain.
On je bio siguran.
He is confident.
Imao je sigurnost.
He sees himself.
Da vidi samog sebe.
The mirror.
U ogledalu.
And this is the mirror.
A ovo je ogledalo.
And we have been reflected from here.
I mi imamo odraz iz ogledala.
To prove that we have a theophany here.
Koje dokazuje da imamo gore teofaniju.
Think of it, science. Science is searching.
Aha, a nauka ona istražuje
for extraterrestrial intelligence.
Za neku nadnaravnu inteligenciju.
And they can't find it.
I ne mogu je naći.
Billions of dollars.
Daju milijarde dolara.
In space exploration.
Tako što istražuju svemir.
They look at the moon and they didn't see anything.
Istraživali su mjesec i ništa nisu vidjeli.
Now they want to go to Mars.
Sada žele ići ka Marsu.
Hoping they're gonna find life.
Nadajući se naći, da će naći život.
But we are a spiritual astronaut.
Ali mi smo duhovni astronauti.
Who went into another dimension.
Koji ulazimo u drugu dimenziju.
Amen.
Amen.
Another universe.
U jedan drugi univerzum.
Right here.
Upravo je koji je ovdje.
Amen.
Amen.
And when he was there,
i kad je bio tamo,
he said, I could look back here.
Rekao je, mogao sam pogledati nazad.
And that in 20 feet from where I am.
I to je bilo, da kažem, nekih 7-8 metara od njega.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we realize,
i tako mi možemo shvatati,
he said, when you go to heaven,
kada vi idete u nebo, kaže,
you don't fly off somewhere in space.
Vi nećete odleteti negdje u svemir.
It's another dimension right here.
Već to je upravo jedna druga dimenzija ovdje.
Remember how Jesus used to appear and disappear?
Sjećate li se kako se Isus pojavljivao pa nestajao?
He was sitting with them by the table.
On je sjedeo sa njima na stolu.
Broke the bread.
Prelomio je hleb.
They saw him do it.
Vidjeli su ga kako
to čini.
I čuli ga kako se pomolio.
And then the seat was empty.
I onda odjedan put sjedište bilo prazno.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Slava Bogu.
And this is the time we are moving into.
I ovo je vrijeme kada mi ulazimo u to.
It's all around us.
To se nalazi svugdje oko nas.
We are being sensitized.
Mi smo bili postali osjetljivi na to.
That's why the Holy Spirit is raising us up in this revelation.
I zato nas sada Sveti Duh podiže u ovom otkrivenju.
Amen. That's what these truths mean to us.
Radi tog razloga ove istine nama puno znače.
That's when you see yourself in the book of Ruth.
Zato kada vidite sebe u knjizi o Ruti,
it's like, how come my life is laid in the Bible all these years?
Kažete, pa kako to da je moj život bio tu u Bibliji sve ove godine?
You read Rebecca, that's my life.
Čitate o Rebekci, kažete, pa to je moj život.
You read Esther, that's my life.
Čitate Esteru, pa i to je moj život.
It's speaking about the people in this hour.
To sve govori o ljudima u ovom času.
Those whom he did foreknow.
One koje je unaprijed znao.
He foreknew you.
On je vas unaprijed znao.
That's why he could write your life here.
Zato je mogao ovdje napisati vaš život.
And those who foreknew, he did predestinate.
A one koje je unaprijed znao, njih je i predodredio.
And he put you in this age.
I on vas je stavio u ovo doba.
You had no choice.
Vi niste imali svoj izbor.
Whether you wanted to be male or female.
Da li ćete biti muško ili žensko.
You had no choice.
Niste imali izbora.
Whether you wanted to be born in a certain age.
Da li ćete biti rođeni u tačnom nekom dobu? Niste mogli birati.
I used to like the little western pictures.
Ja volim malo te zapadnjačke slike.
The cowboys riding the horses.
Volim kako kauboj jaše konja.
And I used to say, I wish I was living back at that time.
I kažem, pa volio bih da sam mogao živjeti u to vrijeme tamo nazad.
But God put me in this time.
Ali Bog me stavio baš u ovo vrijeme.
You had no choice in the matter.
Nismo uopšte imali izbora u tome.
You had no choice in which country you wanted to be born in.
Niste čak imali ni izbora u kojoj državi ćete biti rođeni.
You had no choice which race you wanted to be born in.
Niste imali izbora ni u kojoj rasi ćete biti rođeni.
Amen.
Amen.
You had no choice which color your eyes was going to be.
Niste imali izbora u vezi boje vaših očiju.
Or the color of your hair.
Ili boje vaše kose.
God designed you.
Bog vas je dizajnirao.
Fix your makeup.
On je doterao vaš izgled.
Because he had a purpose in doing that.
Zato što imao svrhu u činjenju toga.
Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet tells a story.
I prorok nam govori priču.
And the message spiritual amnesia.
U poruci duhovna amnezija.
About the soldier.
About?
A soldier. A soldier.
Aha, okay. I understand. U vezi jednog vojnika.
He was in the war.
Koji je bio u ratu.
And there was explosion.
I bila je ta velika eksplozija.
That went into shock.
koja je njega bacila u šok.
And he lost his memory.
I izgubio je svoje sjećanje.
And they had a lot of them like that in that condition.
I bilo je mnogo takvih u takvom stanju.
And they had them in the insane asylum.
I oni su ih imali u tim umobolnim institucijama.
Psychiatrists were trying to work on them.
Psihijatri su pokušali da ih
nekako izleče.
They were giving them all kind of different tests.
Provodili su ih kroz raznorazne testove.
They were trying to bring them back to themselves.
Pokušali su ih dovesti do stanja da se vrate se k sebi.
Sometimes they put all the different wires upon them.
Nekada su stavljali na njih raznorazne žice.
They're studying them and analyzing them.
Proučavali su ih i analizirali.
Putting them through all different kind of tests.
Provodili ih kroz razne testove.
So many of them was responding well.
I mnogi od njih su prilično dobro odgovarali.
They was coming out of it.
I uspjeli su da izađu iz tog stanja.
But then after a while,
ali onda, nakon izvjesnog vremena,
the war was over.
Rat se završio.
Many of them was healed and went home.
Mnogi su bili ozdravljeni i vraćeni kući.
The families came and collected them.
Porodice su došle po njih i uzele.
But here was a young man.
Ali ovdje je bio jedan mlad čovjek.
Nobody came for him.
Niko nije došao po njega.
And he didn't come back to himself.
A on se nije vratio k sebi.
And a few of them was in a train.
I njih nekoliko je bilo u jednom vozu.
And the train was taking them to a sanatorium.
A taj voz ih je nosio u sanatorium.
And while they were traveling.
I dok su još bili na putu.
And this is a true story.
I ovo je istinita priča.
And the prophet tells a story.
Prorok nam je pričao ovu priču.
The train made a certain stop.
Voz se zaustavio na jednoj određenoj zaustavnoj tački.
And they allowed the soldiers to come outside and take a little walk and stretch their legs.
I dopustili su tim vojnicima da malo izađu napolje i proteknu noge.
And they were walking around.
I šetali su se okolo.
And then they said, okay, time to go.
I onda su rekli, okay, vreme je da idemo.
And they were putting everybody inside of the train.
I sve su ih vraćali nazad u voz.
But this young man.
Ali ovaj mladić.
He stood and is watching this tree.
On je stao pred jednim drvetom i počeo da ga posmatra.
And like he was studying this tree.
Kao da je počeo da izučava to drvo.
Then he watched a water tank nearby.
A onda je video tamo jedan vodeni bunar, izvor neki.
And he would kind of walk.
I došao je polako do njega.
Measured the steps.
I brojao je korake.
Going over to the water tank.
Išao je prema tom vodenom tornju ili nečemu tako.
And then some of the guards go to get him to put him on the train.
A onda ga je jedan od stražara došao da ga uhvati da bi ga vratio u voz.
But one of the guards saw him behave this way for the first time.
Ali jedan od stražara ga je video kako se on po prvi put malo drugačije ponaša.
Like he's trying to remember something.
Kao da pokušava da se seti nečega.
He said, leave him alone. Let's observe him. Leave him alone.
On je rekao ovom drugome, ej, pusti ga samo da vidimo šta će biti.
And so they watched him.
I oni su ga promatrali.
And he watched the tree.
A on je gledao drvo.
And he watched the tank.
Posmatrao je tu vodu.
And there was a little trail.
A bila je tu jedna mala stazica.
And he began to walk down that trail.
I onda je krenuo po toj stazici.
And so they're following him very close.
A oni su ga izbliza pratili.
Observing him.
Posmatrali ga.
And he came to a rock.
I on je došao do jednog kamena.
Because in his mind.
Zato što u svom umu.
I've seen this tree before.
Je mislio, ovo drvo sam već video negde.
I've seen that rock.
I tu stenu sam video negde.
If that is that same tree and rock.
Ako je to ta ista stena i drvo.
It's supposed to have about 12 paces from the tree to the rock.
Onda bi trebalo biti neki 20 koraka od drveta do stene.
And he would measure it.
I on je počeo da broji korake.
12 paces.
12 koraka.
He looked at the trail.
Gledao je u stazu.
This, if I go on this trail.
Ako budem išao ovom stazom.
And this is this tree and this water tank.
A to je to drvo i ovo je taj izvor vode.
I supposed to see a rock.
Onda moram između toga vidjeti jednu stenu.
A little white pyramid shaped rock.
Jednu malu belu piramidu. Piramidu.
So he began to walk down the trail.
I onda je krenuo stazom.
And here was the pyramid shaped rock.
I evo kamena u obliku piramide.
And his eyes began to get bright.
A oči su mu se raširile.
And he began to walk again.
I ponovo je krenuo.
And in his mind he said, there's supposed to be a little house.
A onda je u svom umu pomislio, mora tu biti još i jedna kuća.
A little cottage nearby.
Cottage.
Yeah, little.
Aha, mala koliba. Okay, jedna mala koliba.
And he sees the cottage.
I onda vidi i tu kolibu.
Oh, and his faith was rising.
Oh, i vera je počela da raste.
All the doctors that tried to get him to respond that way.
Svi doktori koji su pokušali da ga navedu da se tako ponaša.
They tried to wake him up.
Koji su pokušali da ga probude.
They tried to sensitize him.
Koji su pokušali da probude njegova čula.
They gave him all kind of tests.
Da, provodili su ga kroz razne testove.
All the psychiatrists, what they learned in psychiatric school.
Svi psihijatri su radili ono što su učili u školama za psihijatre.
They tried to experiment on him.
Pokušali su da eksperimentišu s njim.
And they couldn't do it.
I nisu to mogli učiniti.
But this water tank,
ali taj vodeni izvor,
this tree,
i ovo drvo,
this rock,
i ova stena,
this cottage,
i ta koliba,
was contacting him,
je njega kontaktirala
in a way no psychiatrist could contact him.
Na jedan način na koji ga psihijatri nisu mogli kontaktirati.
And then he walks up them seven steps.
A onda je krenuo u tih sedam koraka.
And he come to that door.
I došao je do vrata.
And he knocked on that door seven times.
I sedam puta pokucao na vrata.
And in his mind he's saying, there's supposed to be an old man walk through this door.
I u svom umu je rekao, tu mora da bude jedan stariji čovjek koji treba da prođe kroz vrata.
If this is my home, my papa is in that house.
Ako je ovo moja kuća, onda moj otac mora biti u toj kući.
And he knocked on that door.
I pokucao je na vrata.
He heard them footsteps coming.
Čuje kako neko korača.
And the door was open.
I kako su se vrata otvarala.
He saw the ancient one.
Vidio je onog od davnina, starca.
Hallelujah. He saw his father standing there.
Vidio je svog oca kako stoji tamo.
And the father hugged him.
A otac ga je prigrlio.
He said, my son.
Rekao je, moj sine.
I know you will come home one day.
Ja sam znao da ćeš jednom doći.
Amen. It was a reunion.
To je bilo ponovno vrijeme ujedinjenja. To je bilo ponovno vrijeme ujedinjenja.
He came out of his amnesia.
On je izašao iz amnezije.
He was awakened.
On je bio probuđen.
To who he was.
Da sazna ko je.
And where he came from.
Odakle je došao.
And he found his way back to his father.
I našao je svoj put povratka svog
oca. The very loins that he came from.
Iz samih bedara odakle je izašao.
Standing there.
Koji stojao je tamo.
In union again.
U ponovnom jedinstvu s njim.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those little pictures,
te male sličice,
awaken him,
su ga probudile.
And what theologians,
i ono što teolozi,
and seminaries,
i seminari,
and Bible school students,
i biblijske škole i studije,
try to awaken the church,
oni pokušavaju probuditi crkvu,
to bring the rapture condition,
da je dovedu do stanja uznesenja.
They couldn't do it,
ali ne mogu to učiniti.
A prophet,
ali prorok,
came in this day,
je došao u ovom danu,
and began to show us pictures,
i počeo da nam pokazuje.
Hallelujah! Glory from the Bible.
Iz ove Biblije.
And that began to contact us.
I to je počelo nas kontaktirati.
In a way no denomination could contact us.
Na jedan način na koje nas denominacije nisu mogle kontaktirati.
And wake us up to our faith.
I probudile su našu veru.
To know who we are.
Da znamo ko smo.
To know where we came from.
Da znamo odakle dolazimo.
To know how to get back where we go.
Kako da se vratimo odakle smo došli.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sitting under this message.
Dok sedite pod ovom porukom.
And that same train.
Ali i taj isti voz.
Stop here in Serbia.
Se zaustavio u Srbiji.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you can walk around a little bit in the Word.
Možete tu malo okolo da se prošetate.
While you walk around in the Word.
I dok se šetate kroz reč.
Then let's go to Bethlehem.
Kaže se, ajde da idemo do Bitlema.
Let's go in the field where Boaz is.
Ajdemo do polja gdje je Boaz.
Let's go to the threshing floor where he is.
Ajdemo do gumna gdje je on.
Hallelujah. Let's go by the gate and see what he's doing.
Ajdemo do kapije da vidimo šta radi.
And when they begin to go in these places.
Kada počnemo da idemo po tim mestima, ima nešto u vašoj duši,
reconnects,
što se ponovo spaja.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
And say, I know I'm a son and daughter of God.
Kažete, ja znam da sam Boži sin i
kćer. I know I came from God.
Znam da sam došao od Boga.
I know I'm part of the rapture.
Znam da sam deo ovog uznesenja.
I see my name in the book.
Ja vidim ime u knjizi.
And you begin to come to a realization.
I on počinje da dolazi do spoznaje.
That you are an elected one.
Da ste vi izabrani.
Chosen in this hour.
Izabrani u ovom času.
The word again.
Da biste ponovo postali reč.
Testify.
Vi počinjete da
svjedočite. Ja
čuo od svoje teofanije.
I come from God and I'm going back to God.
Ja sam došao od Boga i Bogu se vraćam.
I know where I was before I was born.
Znam gdje sam bio pre nego što sam se rodio.
I'm in my earthly journey.
Ja sam sad samo na svom zemaljskom putu.
I know what my eternal destination is.
Znam gdje mi je večno odredište.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is what?
I to je to.
These seven thunders.
Tih sedam gromova.
What's to do?
Šta su trebali
učiniti? To wake up the bride.
Ko je trebalo probuditi
ga nešto?
Dovesti je do savršene vere.
Bring us your position in the world.
Dovesti je da vidi svoju poziciju u reči.
Aleluja!
Aleluja!
Oh my!
Oj Bože.
That's why he said, I call my sheep by their name.
Zato je rekao, ja pozivam svoje ovce po imenu.
And he said, how does he call your name?
I kako je on to pozvao vaše ime?
Not saying Orman Neville or Lee Vale.
Nije rečeno tu Orman Neville ili Lee Vale.
He said, by preaching the mystery.
Već jednostavno, samo kroz propovedanje u tajni.
The mystery of the prophecy.
Kroz tajnu proroštava.
For your age.
Za vaše doba.
The part of the word you are.
Koji ste deo vi te reči?
The word that is to be interpreted in your life.
Reči koja treba biti protumačena vašim životima.
Like Mary.
Kao kod Marije.
She was a little girl in Nazareth.
Ona je bila samo jedna mala devojka u Nazaretu.
Growing up in Nazareth.
Koja je samo odrasla u Nazaretu.
And then one day.
A onda jednog dana.
She was going to the well.
Ona je krenula ka izvoru.
To get some water.
Da uzme malo vode.
And a man appeared.
I jedan čovjek se pojavio.
He said, I'm Gabriel.
I rekao, ja sam
Gabriel.
Oh,
amen. Hail Mary.
Rekao, čuj Mario, zdravo Mario.
The Lord is with thee.
Gospod je s tobom.
Blessed art thou among women.
Blagoslovljen na ti među ženama.
Behold, thou shall conceive.
Gle, zatrudnet ćeš.
She said, but I know that scripture.
Ona je rekla, ja znam da to piše u pismu.
You are quoting Isaiah 7:14.
Ti čitaš, citiraš Isaiju 7:14.
The prophet Isaiah said that 712 years ago.
Prorok Isaija je to rekao još pre 700 godina.
And he could have said.
A on je mogao reći.
What tribe are you from?
Iz kog si plemena?
Juda.
Pa iz Jude.
What house are you from?
Iz čije si kuće?
House of David.
Pa iz Davidove kuće.
Oh my! I he said, are you a virgin?
I rekao je, a da li si devica?
I am.
Jesam.
What does the Bible says?
Šta kaže Biblija?
Messiah.
Mesija.
Will be from the tribe of Judah.
Će biti iz Judinog
plemena. From the house of David.
Iz Davidove kuće.
Born to a virgin.
Biće rođen kroz devicu.
Oh my! She'll be sensitized.
Ona je njena čula su bila pokrenuta.
She could say, it was me the prophet was talking about?
Mogla je reći, zar sam to ja o kome je prorok govorio?
He saw me 712 years ago?
Video me je pre 712 godina.
She was understanding.
Ona je počela da razumeva.
How many times she read that scripture?
Koliko li je samo puta čitala te citate pisma?
And didn't know it was her.
A nije znala da je to ona.
Amen.
Amen.
Many people.
Mnogi ljudi.
Look for that virgin.
Tražili tu devicu.
To bring for that Messiah.
Koja će roditi tog Mesiju.
She too was looking for it to happen.
I ona je i također očekivala da će se to negde desiti.
She might be saying that will be the high priest's daughter.
Mogla reći, to mora da bude čerka prvosveštenika.
That could be some great person.
To bi mogla biti čerka neke velike osobe.
And here she was a little village girl.
A ovdje jedna mala seljanka.
The Holy Spirit.
I Sveti Duh.
Had chosen her.
Je izabrao baš nju.
And though everybody
i iako su svi ostali
could read the prophecy
mogli čitati to proroštvo
and say that's the word of the prophet
i reći to su prorokove reči
she could say that's my name
ona je mogla reći to je moje ime
that word has been interpreted in me
ta reč je protumačena kroz mene.
When that word was coming to pass in her life.
I kada je ta reč došla do ispunjenja u njenom životu.
Others could only preach the prophecy.
Yes?
Others can only speak about the prophecy.
Ostali ljudi su mogli samo govoriti o tom proroštvu.
But she knows.
Ali ona je znala.
But that's my experience.
To je ono što sam ja iskusila.
And she could tell from the conception to the birth.
I ona je mogla reći od začeća pa sve do rođenja.
She could say the baby moved today.
Rekla je, beba se pomirila danas.
She could say, I'm going into labor.
Mogla je reći, ja ću da radim.
The water bag burst today.
Vodeni balon će možda danas da se da pukne.
Amen.
Amen.
She had the experience.
Ona je imala iskustvo toga.
Of the prophecy becoming history in her own life.
Kako proroštvo u njenom životu postaje istorija.
That's the difference today.
I u tome stvari danas.
Many people read the message.
Mnogi ljudi čitaju poruku.
Oh, the prophet said that.
I kažu, o, prorok je to rekao.
That's the word of the prophet.
To je reč proroka.
But there's an elected bride.
A postoji tu izabrana nevesta.
When they read that message.
Dok čita tu poruku.
They said, that's my experience.
Kažete, to je ono što sam ja iskusio. To se tumači mojim životom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Ruth can say, I am now at the threshing floor.
A Ruth je rekla, ja sam sada na gumnu.
I know when I left Moab.
Znam da sam napustila Moab.
I know when I saw Boaz.
Znam kada sam videla Boaza.
I know I'm coming to marriage now.
Znam da sada dolazim do braka.
It's experience.
To je iskustvo.
It's something becoming actual in her life.
To je nešto što je u njenom životu postalo stvarno.
She is identified in the scripture.
Ona je bila prepoznata u pismu.
She could say, this day is this scripture fulfilling me.
Mogla je reći, danas se ovo pismo ispunilo u meni.
Amen.
Amen.
She and the word is becoming one.
Ona i reč su postale jedno.
Amen. Amen. To the others is just a story.
Za ostale bila je to samo priča.
Jesus read about Jonah.
Isus je čitao o Joni.
And many people say, oh yeah, we had a prophet named Jonah many years ago.
I mnogi ljudi su mogli reći, oh da, imali smo Jonu proroka pre mnogo godina.
But when Jesus read it,
ali kada je Isus to čitao,
he said, Jonah was in the belly of the fish.
Rekao, kao što je Jona bio u utrobi ribe,
so the man shall be near.
Tako će i sin čovječi biti u utrobi zemlje.
Jesus knew that was not just Jewish history.
Isus je znao da to nije bila samo jevrejska historija.
That was a mystery of prophecy.
To je bila tajna proroštva,
to be interpreted in his life.
Koja će biti protumačena njegovim životom.
He asked them Jews many times,
on je pitao te jevreje mnogo puta,
how readest thou?
Kako to čitaš?
Amen.
Amen.
How readest thou the message?
Kako ti danas čitaš poruku?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you see yourself in it?
Da li vidiš sebe u njoj?
Do you know it's your life?
Da li prepoznaješ da je to tvoj život?
And that life in you is God's own life?
I da je taj život u tebi Boži vlastiti
that's
život?
Christ?
Da je to Hrist
being revealed?
Koji je otkriva u vama?
Fulfilling the word?
Koji ispunjava reč?
That's right.
Tako je.
And that's what it is.
I to je ono što to jeste.
For the bride.
Za nevestu.
It's a personal identification.
To je lična prepoznatljivost.
Amen.
Amen.
We are not just belonging to the message.
Mi nismo samo ljudi koji pripadamo poruci.
We are the interpretation.
Već mi imamo tumačenje toga.
Of the promise.
Obećanja.
Of the message.
Ove poruke.
Amen.
Amen.
It's been made history in us.
On, te stvari su sada postale istorija u nama.
Many people read Malachi 4:5.
Mnogi ljudi su već čitali Malachiju 4:5.
But Abraham knew that's me.
Ali brat Branham je znao, to sam ja.
Hallelujah. Many people read Revelation 10:7.
Mnogi ljudi su pročitali Otkrivenje 10:7.
But the prophet knew that's me.
Ali prorok je znao, to sam ja.
When they read about Elijah,
kada su čitali o Iliji,
in the time of Ahab and Jezebel,
u vreme Ahava i Jezabelje,
they said, oh, that's Jewish history 2800 years ago.
Oh, pa to je jevrejska istorija pre još 2000 godina.
When he read it,
ali kada je on ju čitao,
he said, Israel history is repeating itself in this hour.
Rekao je, istorija Izraela se ponovo danas ponavlja.
Look at Ahab.
Pogledajte Ahaba.
America.
Ameriku.
Look at Jezebel.
Pogledajte Jezebel.
In the White House.
U Beloj kući.
The Catholic Church.
Katoličku crkvu.
And the spirit of Elijah in the land.
I duha Ilijinu koji je ponovo u zemlji.
He had a message.
Imao je poruku.
To turn the hearts of the children back.
Da bi vratio srca dece nazad.
He knew it was him.
On je znao da je to bio on.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Because it's a key.
Zato što je to jedan ključ.
That you have.
Koji vi imate,
and opens the word,
koji otvara reč,
and give you an access into the word,
i onda vam daje pristup ka reči,
and take a hold of the supernatural blessings of God,
da se uhvatite čvrsto za nadprirodne Božje blagoslove,
where you live in the realization,
gdje živite u jednoj spoznaji,
that you're born for a purpose,
da ste rođeni radi svrhe,
you mightn't be the richest person in this country,
možda niste najbogatija osoba u ovoj zemlji,
you mightn't be the most educated person in this country,
možda niste ni najobrazovanija osoba u ovoj zemlji,
you might not have no great big set of possessions,
možda nemate neka velika imanja i posjedstva,
but you are the elect,
ali ste izabrani
in this country,
u ovoj zemlji.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a realization.
Kakva li je to spoznaja?
That amnesia is going.
Da nas amnezija napušta.
We are knowing as we were known.
Mi znamo kao što smo bili poznati.
As we see these pictures.
Pošto vidimo te fotografije, slike.
It contacts us.
To nas kontaktira.
It awakens us.
To nas probuđuje.
We see the mystery behind our lives.
Vidimo tajnu koja je skrivena u našim životima.
You know you are special.
Vi znate da ste posebna osoba.
You are chosen and predestined.
Da ste izabrani i predodređeni.
You are a chosen generation.
Vi se nalazite u izabranoj generaciji. Kraljevskog sveštenstva.
A peculiar people. A peculiar people.
Aha, To su neki, da, to su neki izuzetni ljudi.
A holy nation.
Jedan sveti narod.
You are a nation in the nation.
Vi ste narod u narodu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have another citizenship.
Vi imate drugo državljanstvo.
In the natural flesh.
U prirodnom telu.
You are a citizen of your country.
Vi ste samo državljani svoje zemlje.
But by a new birth.
Ali kroz novo rođenje.
You are a citizen of another country.
Vi ste državljani druge države.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Slava Bogu.
So this is what is happening.
Dakle, to je ono što se sve dešava.
Let us take a little portion of the word this evening.
Hajde da uzmemo jedan deo Biblije večeras.
That's all right.
To, no, tako.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet.
Ustanimo na noge.
Just thought I might encourage you with those words.
Ove reči sam govorio da bi vas ohrabrio.
So you can understand what's happening to you.
Tako da možete shvatiti šta vam se dešava u životu.
Why God is contacting the inner man.
Zašto Bog kontaktira tog unutarnjeg čovjeka?
And what kind of faith it is bringing you into?
I kakvu će vam to veru doneti?
Because this is the plan for this hour.
Zato što je ovo plan za ovaj čas.
To bring a church into perfect love.
Da dovede crkvu do savršene ljubavi.
Into perfect faith.
Do savršene vere.
Into perfect fellowship with
God. Do savršenog zajedništva sa Bogom.
Amen.
Amen.
To bring a church into a rupturing condition.
Da bi doveo crkvu do stanja da može biti uznesena.
Rupturing faith lies in the message.
Vera uznesenja se nalazi u poruci.
But there's a key to open the message.
Ali postoji ključ koji će otvoriti poruku.
For that rupturing faith to be released.
Tako da bi ta vera za uznesenja bila oslobođena.
And fill our hearts.
I ispuni naša srca.
With this rupturing faith.
Sa tom verom uznesenja.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Hajde da se pomolimo.
Gracious Father,
Prevoceni Oče,
we are grateful tonight.
Mi smo večeras zahvalni
to be gathered in your presence,
što smo skupljeni u tvojoj prisutnosti,
to talk about you,
da govorimo o tebi,
and the great things,
i o velikim stvarima,
that you have done for us,
koje si učinio za nas,
and is doing for us,
i što činiš za nas,
and desire to bring us into,
i što želiš da nas uvedeš u to,
and our hearts are beginning to understand,
i naša srca to počinju razumevati,
and we are yielding ourselves unto you,
i mi sebe predajemo k tebi,
that you might bring these things to pass,
da bi ti mogao ispuniti ove stvari,
and make it a reality,
i načiniti ih realnim,
in us,
u nama.
Oh God,
oh Bože,
may tonight you speak to us once more,
da neka bi ti večeras nama još jednom govorio,
and reveal once more,
i neka bi se otkrio još jednom,
yourself out of your words,
sebe kroz svoju reč,
that our faith might take a hold of you,
da naša vera može da se uhvati za tebe,
and Lord, we can live and walk in close communion with you,
i da možemo živjeti, Gospode, i hodati u bliskom zajedništvu s tobom,
and be led by your Holy Spirit,
biti vođeni od Duha Svetoga,
into these unfailing realities,
u te realnosti koje neće nikad izneveriti.
We desire this, Father.
Mi to želimo, Oče.
And you said we can have what we ask for.
I rekao si da možemo imati ono što budemo tražili.
And so we ask tonight.
I mi molimo večeras.
The Lord, you will perfect what is lacking in our faith.
Da, Gospode, ti usavršiš ono što nedostaje našoj veri.
That your word will break every hold and grip of the enemy around our lives.
Da tvoja reč slomi svaku neprijateljsku silu koja je oko naših života.
That there will be no hindrance.
Da ne bude nikakvih prepreka, ograda.
All paralysis will move back.
Da se sve paralize udalje.
Every hindrance and every restriction.
Svaka restrikcija i svaka prepreka.
That we can stand in the perfect liberty of God.
Da bi mogli stojati u savršenoj Božjoj slobodi.
As a delivered people.
Kao ljudi oslobođeni.
Liberated.
Oslobođeni.
And restored.
I obnovljeni.
May you grant it, Father.
Daruj to, Oče.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
U ime Isusa Hrista.
We ask it.
Molimo to.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to the book of Ruth, chapter 4.
Znači ponovo nastavljamo sa knjigom Rut, 4. glava.
We stopped this morning where Boaz and Ruth was at the threshing floor.
Zaustavili smo se na mestu jutros gdje su Boaz i Ruta bili na gumnu.
And he spread that garment over her.
I on je nad njom raširio svoje haljine.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we want to see Boaz go to another place.
A sada želimo posmatrati kako Boaz odlazi na jedno drugo mjesto.
In chapter 2 we saw him in the field.
U drugoj glavi vidjeli smo Boaza na njivi.
In chapter 3 we see him on the threshing floor.
U trećoj glavi vidimo ga na gumnu.
And in chapter 4 we see him at the gate.
A u četvrtoj glavi vidimo ga u kapijama.
And every place where you see him.
I gdje god ga vidite,
he is doing something.
On nešto radi.
On behalf of Ruth.
Što se Rute tiče.
Amen.
Njenu korist. Amen.
Everything he does.
Sve što čini.
It is to bring Ruth and Naomi.
Je to da dovede Rutu i Naomi
into a redeemed state.
U stanje otkupljenja.
Amen.
Amen.
So as we observe these things,
tako dok mi posmatramo ove stvari,
we can see what Christ means to us.
Možemo vidjeti šta nam znači Hrist.
In this hour,
u ovom času,
how he will deal with us.
Kako će se baviti s nama.
In this hour,
ovog časa.
Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there.
A Boaz izađe na vrata gradska i sede onde.
And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by.
I gle, izađe onaj osvetnik za koga Boaz govoraše i reče, okay.
Unto whom he said, "Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here." And he turned aside and sat down.
I reče mu Boaz, hodi ovamo, sedi ovdje, i on dođe i sede.
Now remember, Boaz had told Ruth, "I will do the kinsman part."
Upamtite da je Boaz rekao Ruti, ja ću učiniti posao rođaka.
And he had to do this kinsman work before he could take her as wife.
I on je morao obaviti ovaj posao rođaka pre nego što je mogao uzeti za ženu.
And this is what we are opening here and trying to understand.
I ovo je ono što se mi pokušavamo ovdje otvoriti i pokušati razumjeti.
And that's why he went to the gate.
I zato je on otišao do kapije.
To do the kinsman work.
Da bi obavio posao rođaka.
And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, "Sit you down here," and they sat down.
Potom uze Boaz 10 ljudi između starešina gradskih i reče, "Posedajte ovdje."
And he said unto the kinsman,
I posedaše,
"Naomi that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech."
Tada reče onom osvetniku, "Njivu koja je bila brata našeg Elimelecha, porodila je Noemina koja se vratila iz zemlje Moabske."
And I thought to advertise thee, saying, "Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people."
Zato rekoh da javim tebi i kažem ti, uzmi njivu pred ovima što sede ovdje i pred starešinama naroda mog.
If thou will redeem it, redeem it.
Ako ćeš otkupiti, otkupi.
If thou will not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee.
Ako li nećeš otkupiti, kaži mi da znam, jer osim tebe nema drugoga koji bi otkupio, a posle tebe idem ja.
And he said, "I will redeem it."
A on reče, ja ću otkupiti.
Then said Boaz, "What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance."
A Boaz reč, "U koji dan uzmeš njivu iz ruke Noeminine, treba da uzmeš i Rutu Moabku, ženu umrloga, da podigneš ime umrlom u nasljedstvu njegovom."
This was part of the kinsman duty.
Ovo je bio deo obaveze rođaka.
Not just to redeem land,
ne samo da otkupi njivu ili zemlju,
but also to raise up seed for the childless brother.
Već također i da podigne seme bratu koji je ostao bez djece.
And that means marrying the wife of the dead brother.
A to je značilo oženiti ženu umrlog brata.
This man was interested in redeeming the land.
Ovaj čovjek je bio zainteresovan da otkupi samo zemlju.
But then Boaz told him,
ali onda mu je Boaz rekao,
he said, "But remember, not just buying the land we're talking about."
Ali on je rekao, upamti, mi ne razgovaramo samo o kupovini njive.
The day you buy the land, you have to marry Ruth the Moabitess too.
Onog dana kada kupiš zemlju, ti moraš uzeti Rutu Moabkinju za ženu.
To raise up seed for Malan, her dead husband.
Da podigneš seme njenom umrlom mužu.
And the kinsman said, "I cannot redeem it of myself, lest I mar my own inheritance."
Tada reče onaj osvetnik, "Ne mogu otkupiti da ne raspem svoje nasljedstvo."
"Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it."
Otkupi ti što bi trebalo da ja otkupim, jer ja ne mogu otkupiti.
You see, notice this?
Jeste primetili ovde nešto?
The whole subject is about redemption.
Čitava tema je tema otkupljenja.
Of the kinsman doing a work of redemption.
Kako rođak obavlja posao otkupljenja.
Amen.
Amen.
And that was to redeem lost property.
I tu je trebalo da bude otkupljeno izgubljeno vlasništvo.
And to raise up seed for the dead brother.
I da se podigne seme umrlom bratu.
Amen.
Amen.
And this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing for to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel.
A beše od starina običaj u Izraelu o otkupljivanju i o promenjivanju, da bi svaka stvar bila tvrda, da jedan izuje obuću svoju i da da drugome, i to beše svedočba u Izraelu.
Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe.
Kada dakle onaj osvetnik reče vozu, uzmi ti izu obuću svoju.
You catch the picture?
Vidite li sliku ovde?
Boaz is by the gate.
Boaz stoji kraj vrata.
That was like a, where they set up a court.
To je bio kao jedno sudište.
And Boaz is the kinsman.
A Boaz je rođak.
And he is in the midst of the elders.
A on je usred tih starešina.
Does that trigger your memory to anything?
Da li vas ta slika podsjeća na nešto?
Revelation 5.
Otkrivenje 5.
The lamb.
Jagnje.
The redeemer.
Otkupitelj.
Standing in the midst of the elders.
Stoji usred starešina.
In the courts of God.
U sudištu Božijem.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Slava Bogu. Amen.
And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, you are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi.
A voz reče starešinama i svem narodu, vi ste svedoci danas da sam otkupio iz ruke Noeminine što god je bilo Elimelahovo i šta god je bilo Helenovo i Mahlonovo.
Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife.
I da sam uzeo za ženu Rutu Moavku, ženu Mahlonovu, da podignem ime umorom nasledstvu njegovom.
I have bought all that was Elimelech's.
Znači, da ja sam kupio sve što bilo Elimelehovo.
I have purchased Ruth.
I kupio sam Rutu.
It's a purchasing work.
To je posao kupovine.
Amen.
Amen.
The kinsman is in the midst of the elders doing a purchasing work.
Rođak je usred starešina i obavlja posao kupovine.
The redeemer is purchasing a possession.
Otkupitelj kupuje jedno nasledstvo.
We are his purchased possession.
A mi smo njegovo otkupljeno nasledstvo.
He is purchasing land and he is purchasing a bride.
On je kupio zemlju i kupio je nevestu.
Amen.
Amen.
He is redeeming back the earth and he is redeeming a people.
On otkupljuje nazad zemlju, a otkupljuje i narod.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here is a picture.
Vidite sliku.
Moreover, Ruth the Moabite, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. You are witnesses this day.
I da sam uzeo za ženu Rutu Moavku, ženu Mahlonovu, da podignem ime umrlom u nasljedstvu njegovom, da ne bi poginulo ime umrlom među braćom njegovom i u mestu njegovom, vi ste svedoci danas.
I'm going to leave the last three verses.
Ostavit ću sada zadnja tri stiha.
From 11 to 13.
To će biti, znači, od 11. do 13.
Because I'll continue there tomorrow.
Zato što ću do tih stihova doći sutra.
But I wanted to show you the kinsman doing a certain work.
Ali želim da vam pokažem kako taj rođak obavlja određeni posao.
Because the lamb has taken the book.
Zato što je jagnje uzelo knjigu.
To do a certain work in this hour.
Da bi obavilo određeni posao u ovom času.
Amen.
Amen.
We see Boaz purchasing a work.
Mi vidimo Boaza kako je u poslu kupovine.
And let's read verse 13.
Čitajmo sada 13. stih.
So Boaz took Ruth and she was his wife.
I tako uze voz Rutu i bi mu žena.
He purchased her.
On je nju kupio.
And then he claims his purchased possession.
I onda je zahtevao ono što je kupio.
You get that?
Svatate li?
He purchased her.
Prvo je nju kupio.
And then he claims his purchased possession.
A onda je zahtevao ono što je platio kao svoje vlasništvo.
The Lord purchased us on Calvary.
Gospod nas je kupio na Golgoti.
But in this hour.
Ali u ovom času on dolazi da potražuje nas i da nas odveze tamo gdje je on.
Amen.
Amen.
We are his purchased possession.
Mi smo njegovo otkupljeno nasljedstvo.
And we are going back to live.
I mi se vraćamo nazad da živimo
in the earth that he redeemed.
Na zemlji koju je on otkupio.
We are going back to the Garden of Eden.
Vraćamo se u Edenski vrt.
Because this redemption.
Zato što ovo otkupljenje je tip
of the redemption that Christ has done for us.
Otkupljenje Hristovog koje je on učinio za nas.
May the Lord bless you and may have
amen. Sedite, neka vas Bog blagoslovi čitanjem reči.
These are beautiful pictures.
Ovo su ovdje prelepe slike.
And I'm sure as you see it,
siguran sam da to vidite.
It becomes more real to you.
I da to postaje vama sve stvarnije, realnije.
It's pretty hot, so we're not going to be long. It's pretty hot, so we're not going to be too long.
Aha, prilično je toplo, pa nećemo baš odužiti. Amen.
Boaz was a kinsman.
Je bio rođak.
Remember Naomi when Ruth came home that day from the field?
Sjetite se Naomi kada je Ruta došla nazad tog dana sa polja.
And she saw Ruth with all this what she had gleaned.
I vidimo Rutu sa svim tim što je pabirčila.
And she said, "Blessed be the Lord."
I rekla je da je blagoslovljen Gospod.
When Ruth told her that the man name was Boaz.
I kada je Ruta rekla da se čovjek zvao Boaz.
She said, "That man is next of kin to us."
On je rekao, pa taj čovjek je nama jedan od najbližih rođaka.
He's our kinsman.
On nam je u rodu.
So Naomi knew something.
Tako da je Naomi nešto znala.
About the duties and the obligation. Of a kinsman.
Što se tiče prava i obaveza jednog rođaka.
Kinsman does not just mean family.
Rođak tu ne znači samo kao nešto u porodici.
Kinsman is a term.
Rođak je termin ili izraz.
That is used to signify.
Koji je korišćen da bi označio.
Certain obligations.
Određene obaveze.
Arising out of that relationship.
Koje proizilaze iz tog odnosa.
Because the word kinsman.
Zato što reč rođak.
Its literal meaning.
Ima svoje bukvalno značenje.
Is coming to the help or rescue of someone.
To je doći, pomoći i osloboditi nekog.
When God became man.
Kada je Bog postao čovjek.
When deity and humanity was united in Christ.
Kad se božanstvo i ljudstvo, ono što je ljudsko, ujedinilo u Hristu.
He became a kinsman.
On je postao rođak.
Then what does it, that was God with us.
I to je bilo Bog sa nama.
What about when God comes in us?
A šta sa time kada Bog dođe u nas?
And deity and humanity is united now in the bride.
I da se ponovo božanstvo i ljudskost ujedinjuju u nevesti.
That would make us a redeemer also.
To će i nas načiniti otkupiteljima.
That's the word becoming flesh.
To je ponovo reč u telu.
Because we are family.
Zato što smo mi porodica.
We who born by the Spirit of God.
Mi koji smo rođeni od Božjeg duha.
And the Word of God.
I od riječi Božje.
We are family.
Mi smo porodica.
Joined by blood.
Koji smo vezani krvlju.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Krvlju Isusa Hrista.
And that's a greater birth.
I to je veće rođenje.
A greater family.
Veća porodica.
A greater blood.
Veća krv.
Well, if in the natural.
Ako je to u prirodnom.
Boaz as a natural man,
Boaz je u prirodnom bio kao prirodan čovjek.
Was obligated to his family.
I imao je obaveze prema svojoj porodici.
And when he found out,
i kada je saznao
that Ruth and Naomi,
da su Ruth i Naomi
was in distress,
bili u u nekom nevolji da kažem,
and Ruth came to him,
i Ruta mu je došla k njemu,
to ask him to do the kinsman part,
i tražila od njega da obavi posao rođaka.
It would be a dishonor if he refused.
Bilo bi to sramota ako bi to odbio.
He would be made to be a shame in Israel.
On bi navukao sramotu na sebe u Izraelu.
Amen.
Amen.
Because God set up the law that way.
Zato što je Bog na taj način postavio u zakonu.
Because God himself was the first kinsman.
Zato što je sam Bog bio prvi rođak.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So every kinsman must reflect God.
Tako da svaki rođak mora da odražava Boga.
Remember Abraham?
Sjećate li se Abrahama?
He heard Lot was taken into captivity.
On je čuo kako su Lota odveli u zarobljeništvo.
And when that news came to him,
i kada je ta vest došla k njemu,
he was obligated.
On je imao obavezu
to go after his kinsman.
Da ide po svog rođaka.
And Abraham,
i Abraham
went from one end of the country,
je otišao do
he went from one end of the country,
otišao na drugi kraj zemlje,
all the way to the other end,
i skroz do drugog kraja zemlje,
and he fought them kings,
i on je borio bitku protiv tih kraljeva,
principalities and powers,
što su vlasti i sile,
that had Lot in bondage,
koje su držale u ropstvu,
and he destroyed them powers,
i on je uništio te sile,
and he redeemed his brother,
i otkupio brata,
and all his possessions,
i svo njegovo vlasništvo, svo njegovo vlasništvo.
Amen.
Amen.
Because that was the spirit of Christ in Abraham.
To je bio Hristov duh u Abrahamu.
Because at the cross,
jer na krstu,
Christ spoiled principalities and powers.
Krist je razoružao vlasti i poglavarstva.
And he delivered us,
i nas je oslobodio,
and all that we lost in the Garden of Eden,
sve što smo izgubili u Edenskom vrtu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so Moses,
i tako i Mojsije,
he too was a kinsman,
i on beše rođak,
and when his brethren was in bondage,
i kada su mu braća bila u ropstvu,
he ran for his life,
on je bežao da bi spasao život,
and he forgot them,
i zaboravio
ih. But God came to Moses,
ali Bog je došao Mojsiju,
and sent Moses,
i poslao Mojsija,
back to Egypt,
nazad u Egipat,
to redeem his kinsmen,
da bi otkupio svoj rod,
who was in bondage,
koji je bio u ropstvu,
and Moses took them out of bondage,
i Mojsije njih izveo iz ropstva.
When Joseph's family,
kada je Josifova porodica
was about to die in the famine,
trebala umreti od gladi,
he was a kinsman,
on je bio njihov rođak,
that could redeem his family,
koji je mogao otkupiti svoju
and
porodicu,
save them from the famine,
i spasiti ih od vremena suše, gladovanja.
Because that was the spirit of Christ,
jer to je ponovo bio Hristov
duh, in Abraham,
u Abrahamu,
in Moses,
u Mojsiju,
in Joseph,
u Josifu,
living out the mystery,
koji je živeo i pokazujući misteriju.
And Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
A Hrist je isti juče, danas i zauvek.
And if that Christ is in us,
i ako je taj Hrist u nama,
and a brother or a sister,
a imamo brata i sestru,
or a church,
u našoj crkvi,
is in bondage,
koji je u ropstvu,
part of your family,
koji je deo ove porodice,
and you hear about it,
i mi čujemo o tome,
and you don't feel obligated,
i mi se osjećamo obavezni,
and you refuse to go to their assistance,
i ako idete da, i odbijete, ako odbijete da im pomognete,
it shows something is wrong,
to je pokazatelj da je nešto pogrešno.
It's a shame and dishonor.
To je sramota i nečast.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we are in the family of God.
Zato što smo mi u Božjoj porodici.
We are born by the same seed.
Mi smo rođeni od istog semena.
We are joined by the same blood.
Mi smo pripojeni istom krvlju.
We have the same life.
Mi smo od istog života.
The same characteristics.
Od istih karakteristika.
And we are obligated to one another.
I mi imamo obaveze jedni prema drugima.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hvala neka Bogu bude.
God in the Bible,
Bog je u Bibliji,
was laying out his mystery,
izložio te tajne,
to show to us,
da bi nam pokazao,
how this redeeming is going to take place,
kako će se desiti ovo otkupljenje.
God above us in the Old Testament, God above us in the Old Testament.
Bog koji je bio nad nama u Starom zavetu.
When man fell in the garden,
kada je čovjek pao u Edenu.
God himself was the first kinsman.
Sam Bog je bio prvi rođak.
Adam was his son.
Adam mu je bio sin.
Amen.
Amen.
And Adam fell from life to death.
A Adam je pao od života u smrt.
Adam was in the image and likeness of God.
Adam je bio u liku i obličju Božijem.
He was a son of God.
Bio je sin Božiji.
He was given an inheritance by God.
Bog mu je dao nasljedstvo.
God placed him as an amateur God on the earth.
Boga je na zemlju postavio kao Boga amatera.
He had dominion over the earth.
On je imao vlast nad zemljom.
And God gave him a commission.
I Bog mu je dao zadatak.
To multiply and replenish the earth.
Da se umnoži i ispuni zemlju.
Fill the whole earth.
Ispuni celu zemlju.
Fill Trinidad.
Ispuni Trinidad.
Canada.
Kanadu.
United States.
Jedinjene države.
Serbia.
Srbiju.
Slovenija.
Sloveniju.
Croatia.
Hrvatsku.
Bosnia.
Bosnu.
Fill it with sons of God.
Ispuni je Božim sinovi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We came in these same places.
I mi smo došli na ta ista mjesta.
Where God intended for us to come.
Gdje je Bog namjeravao da mi dođemo.
But we came by sex.
Ali smo došli seksom.
We came dead.
Došli smo mrtvi.
Amen.
Amen.
But these were the places we were supposed to come.
Ali ovo su mjesta gdje smo trebali biti rođeni.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The whole earth must be filled.
Čitava zemlja je morala biti napunjena.
Didn't the prophet see the bride in the vision?
Zar nije prorok rekao da je nevesta u viziji?
They were coming from all nations.
Da dolazi iz svih nacija.
And he saw the nations.
I video je sve nacije.
And they all had the blood.
And
they all had the blood.
Sve su imale krv.
Displayed it.
Kako je pokazana,
marching onward Christian soldiers.
Marcirali su kao u onoj pesmi napred hrišćanski
vojnici.
Nevesta je odlazila uznesenje.
A mighty marching army.
Jedna moćna armija u maršu.
He saw it.
On je video
coming
to
from all nations.
Kako dolazi iz svih
naroda
u posljednjih danima.
Super race,
kao super rasa,
super church,
kao super crkva.
Some coming out of your country.
Neki dolaze iz vaše zemlje.
Super race,
kao super rasa.
Some coming out of the Caribbean.
Neki dolaze
as super race,
države kao super
some come out of the North America,
dolazi iz Severne Amerike kao super rasa.
African, India,
iz Afrike,
a super
Indije,
race,
kao super rasa.
Sons and daughters of God.
Sinovi i čeri Božije.
The names that was written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Dolazi onako kako je zapisano u Jagnjetovoj knjizi života.
Because that promise.
Zato što je to obećanje
trebalo
biti ispunjeno pod ovom porukom u ovom času.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Slava.
So Adam in the garden.
Tako da je Adam u Edenskom vrtu.
All these little shadows and types of redemption.
Sve te male slike i tipovi senke o otkupljenju.
Is speaking about one true redemption.
Govore samo o jednom pravom otkupljenju.
And that true redemption.
A to pravo otkupljenje.
Is to take us back to the garden of Eden.
Nas vraća nazad u Edenski vrt.
So Joseph redeeming his brothers.
Tako da je Josip otkupio svoju braću.
Moses redeeming his brothers.
I Mojsije je otkupio braću.
Boaz redeeming his family.
I Boaz je otkupio svoju porodicu.
All of these are just little types and shadows.
Sve ove stvari su samo mali tipovi i senke.
Of the one redemption.
Jednog otkupljenja.
That Jesus has come to do for us.
Koje Isus došao da učini za nas.
Because he is greater than Joseph.
Zato što je on veći
he's
od Josipa.
Greater than Abraham.
On je veći od Abrahama.
Abraham was part of the world.
Abraham je bio deo reči.
Joseph was part of the world.
Josip je bio deo reči.
Moses was part of the world.
Je bio deo reči.
Boaz was part of the world.
Bio deo reči.
All these little redeemers.
Svi ti mali otkupitelji.
Was part of the one great redeemer.
Bili deo jednog velikog otkupitelja.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And every time we see a shadow of redemption.
I svaki put kada vidimo senku otkupljenja.
It is only unfolding to us.
To nama samo otkriva.
The real redemption.
To pravo otkupljenje.
That Jesus has accomplished for us.
Koje Isus ispunio.
And as I show you last night.
I ja sam vam sinoć pokazao.
The greater part of redemption.
Da postoji veći deo otkupljenja.
For this hour.
Za ovaj čas.
On the cross he died.
Na krstu kad je umro.
But that was not the full redemption.
Ali to nije bila punina otkupljenja.
He just purchased the bride.
On je samo kupio nevestu.
He purchased a possession.
On je kupio njeno vlasništvo.
Before the elders.
Pred starešinama.
Outside Jerusalem.
Izvan Jerusalima.
All the elders of Israel was there.
Sve starešine Izraela bili
su tamo. And here's the kinsman redeemer.
A evo kad dolazi rođak otkupitelj.
Paying the price. Paying the redemption
koji je platio otkupnu cenu.
He shed blood.
Prolio je krv.
To purchase a people.
Da bi kupio ljude.
But in this hour.
Ali ovog časa.
Coming to claim his purchased possession.
Da zahteva ono što je platio.
When you see the Son of Man.
Kada budete vidjeli Sina
čovečije.
Kako dolazi na oblaku.
With power and great glory.
Sa velikom silom i slavom.
We have seen him in that cloud.
Mi smo ga vidjeli u tom oblaku.
27 miles high.
27 milja visoko.
25
milja široko.
Look up and lift up your head.
Podignite glave gore.
Your redemption draw at night.
Jer se približi vaše otkupljenje.
Paul said we groan.
Pavle rekao mi uzdišemo.
Within ourselves.
Unutar sebe.
Waiting for the redemption of the body.
Čekajući na otkupljenje ovog tela.
Paul said we have the earnest of the spirit.
Pavle rekao mi imamo kaparu duha,
which is the earnest of our inheritance,
što je kapara našeg nasljedstva,
until the redemption of the purchased possession,
dok ne dođe otkupljenje plaćenog vlasništva.
A possession was purchased,
to što nam pripada je kupljeno,
but not yet fully redeemed,
ali ne još potpuno otkupljeno.
To claim it,
da bi ga zahtevali,
he must have the title deed.
On je morao imati pravo vlasništva.
To show he's the legal owner.
Da pokaže da je on jedini legalni
vlasnik.
I zato je ta knjiga sedam pečata je bila pravo vlasništva.
And in that book,
i u toj knjizi,
describes what our inheritance was.
Opisano je koje je naše nasljedstvo.
What a real man was.
Šta je bio pravi čovjek.
There we see a man eating out of a garbage can.
Mi vidimo kako ljudi napolju jedu iz kanti za smeće.
Sleeping on the pavement.
Kako spavaju negdje napolju, na
otvorenu.
Pogledajte do čega su ljudi stigli.
That is not the man God made in the Garden of Eden.
To nije čovjek koga je Bog stvorio u Edenskom vrtu.
We see man in the pulpit religious today.
Mi vidimo religiozne ljude danas za propovedaonicama.
Full of denominational ideas.
Koji su prepuni denominacijskih ideja.
Denying the word of God.
Koji poriču čak Božju reč.
Cannot make him the same yesterday, today and forever.
I ne mogu ga načiniti istim juče, danas i zauvek.
That's not the man God made.
To nije čovjek koga je Bog načinio.
The man God made.
Čovjek koga je Bog načinio.
Was a reflection of God.
Je bio odraz Boga.
He walked like God.
On je
like God. He had God life. He had God power. He had God name. He was an amateur God. He and God could fellowship together. Adam didn't need a sacrifice to go before God.
Adamu uopšte nije trebala žrtva da bi došao pred Boga.
Before the fall, he and God talked face to face.
Pre pada, oni Bog su pričali lice u lice.
Without sacrifice.
Bez ikakve žrtve.
After he fell, then he needed that.
Ali nakon što je pao, onda mu je to trebalo.
Hallelujah! Because he and God would come to him.
Zato što kad je Bog dolazio njemu,
God tell him, God bring the animals before him.
Bog je doveo životinje k njemu.
And whatsoever Adam called them.
I kako god bi ih Adam nazvao,
that was their name.
To bi bilo ime njihovo.
But God had named them before.
Ali Bog ih je već ranije,
when he was creating
znao
them,
njihova imena kad ih je stvorio.
But Adam was not yet manifested.
Ali Adam još nije bio manifestovan.
So when Adam came,
kako Adam se pojavio,
all the creation was there.
I čitava tvorevina je bila tamo.
But he was not there when God had made them.
What?
He was not there when God had made them.
Aha, ali on nije bio tamo kada je njih Bog stvorio.
Because man was the last thing God made.
Zato što je Bog, čovjek bio zadnje što je Bog stvorio.
Amen.
Amen.
And God never made nothing higher than a man.
I Bog ništa nije sakrio čovjeka. I Bog nije ništa načinio veće od čovjeka.
Why?
Zašto?
Because man reflected the one who was doing the creation.
Zato što je čovjek odražavao onoga koji je načinio tvorevinu.
There is nothing higher than God. There is nothing higher than God.
Ne postoji ništa više od Boga.
And Adam was the reflection of that God.
I Adam je bio odraz tog Boga.
So that's why people who talk about evolution.
I zato ljudi koji govore danas o evoluciji.
Say man evolved from a monkey.
Kažu da je čovjek evoluirao od majmuna.
The prophet said, then why does the evolution stop?
A prorok je rekao, a zašto je onda evolucija stala?
Why doesn't something higher than a man come?
Zašto onda ne dođe nešto više nego što je čovjek?
Nothing can come higher than a man.
Nema ništa više od čovjeka.
Because man was in the image of God.
Zato što je čovjek u Božjem liku.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Adam in the garden.
Adam u vrtu
was in his inheritance.
Je bio u svom vlasništvu.
He had the earth.
On je imao zemlju.
He had his bride.
Imao je nevestu.
He had a promise.
Imao je obećanje.
To multiply and fill the earth.
Umnoži se i ispuni zemlju.
But what happened?
Ali šta se desilo?
The woman was deceived.
Žena je bila prevarena.
Man fell.
Čovjek je pao.
Adam lost his inheritance.
I Adam je izgubio svoje nasljedstvo.
He was put out of the garden.
On je bio isteran iz vrta.
Now he had to till the soil.
I sada mora da obrađuje zemlju.
He lost that power of the spoken word.
Izgubio je silu izgovorene reči.
Amen.
Amen.
He began to age and die.
On je počeo da stari i umire.
Amen.
Amen.
But God promised.
Ali Bog je obećao
he was going to bring it back.
Da će ga vratiti nazad.
What is the first thing God did?
Šta je bila prva stvar koju je Bog učinio?
When man fell.
Kada je čovjek pao.
You know what he did?
Znate li šta je?
He killed a lamb.
Ubio je jagnje.
Why did he kill a lamb?
A zašto je ubio jagnje?
God the Redeemer.
Bog je tamo bio otkupitelj.
Was showing
pokazivao mu je
how he will redeem back the man
kako će otkupiti čovjeka nazad
and the earth.
I zemlju.
He would become the lamb.
On će postati jagnje.
He would pay the redemption price.
Platit će otkupnu cenu
by his blood being shed.
Tako što će njegova krv biti prolivena.
So God in a shadow.
Tako da je Bog u senki.
Slew a lamb.
Zaklao jagnje.
That was speaking of Calvary.
Koje je govorilo o Golgoti.
Where the lamb of God will die.
Gdje će umreti jagnje
Božje. Where the blood will be shed.
Gdje će krv biti prolivena.
To pay the redemption price.
Da bi bila isplaćena otkupna
cena. To redeem back the inheritance.
Da bi bilo otkupljeno nazad
nasljedstvo. To redeem back the people.
Da bi otkupio ljude nazad.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So right then the Garden of Eden.
Kako upravo tamo u Edenskom vrtu.
Is what Boaz was doing by the gate.
Je bilo ono što je Boaz radio kraj kapija.
Is what Jesus.
Je ono što je Isus.
The great Boaz.
Veliki Boaz.
Did at Calvary.
Učinio na Golgoti.
The very same thing.
Ista stvar.
That took place there in the garden.
Koja se desila tamo u Edenskom vrtu.
Then the second thing.
A druga stvar.
A kinsman had to do.
Koju je rođak morao učiniti.
Apart from redeeming the lost property of his family,
što je odvojeno od otkupljivanja palog nasljedstva ili imanja,
or redeeming his brother from bondage,
morao je otkupiti svog brata iz ropstva,
he must also he had another obligation.
Imao je još jednu obavezu u tom otkupu.
He must avenge the debt of his brother enemies.
Morao je osvetiti smrt bratovih neprijatelja.
If someone killed his brother,
ako bi neko ubio njegovog brata,
he had to take vengeance.
Morao je načiniti osvetu.
And let justice be done.
I neka pravda bude zadovoljena.
To avenge the death of his brother.
Da bi se osvetila smrt njegovog brata.
And what was the next thing God did in the garden?
I šta je bila sljedeća stvar što je Bog učinio u vrtu? Nakon što je ubio jagnje.
God Ra came down on the serpent.
Bog je došao ka zmicu.
God cursed him.
I prokleo ga.
Upon thy belly thou shall go.
Na svom trbuhu ćeš te
vući.
I prah ćeš da jedeš.
Showing what he'll do on Calvary.
Pokazao je šta će učiniti na Golgoti.
He bruised that serpent head.
On će zgaziti zmijinu glavu.
He destroyed him who had the power of death.
On će uništiti silu smrti.
He took away every legal right from the enemy.
I uzet će svako legalno pravo neprijatelju.
He paid the price.
Isplatio je cenu.
And he crushed the serpent's head.
I smoždio zmijinu glavu.
Amen.
Amen.
Then the next thing a kinsman had to do.
A onda sljedeća stvar koju rođak mora obaviti.
He had to raise up seed for his brother who was childless.
Morao je podići seme svoga brata koji je bio bez djece.
Adam was childless of spoken word children.
Adam je ostao bez djece izgovorene reči.
He had children by sex.
Imao je djecu seksom.
But he had none by the spoken word.
Ali ni jedno kroz izgovorenu reč.
And God never tell him go and multiply by sex.
I Bog mu nikad nije rekao idi i umnoži se seksom.
He was to bring forth after his own kind.
On je morao doneti rod po svojoj vrsti.
And he didn't come by sex.
A on nije došao seksom.
He came by the spoken word.
Došao je izgovorenom reči.
He was to multiply by the spoken
word.
On
je morao biti i umnožen izgovorenom
bring
reči.
Another amateur god like
I da, donese nove bogove amatere kao on.
Bring another manifested son.
Da dovede nove manifestovane sinove na zemlju.
And he failed to do that.
I izneverio je u tome.
He did not bring one.
Nije doneo ni jednog.
Amen.
Amen.
But what did God do?
Ali šta Bog čini?
After he showed he will pay the redemption price.
Nakon što je isplatio otkupnu cenu.
By killing a lamb.
Tako što je ubio jagnje.
After he showed he will avenge the debt of his kinsman by cursing the serpent.
Nakon što je pokazao da će osvetiti preko rođaka ubijanjem zmije.
The next thing God did.
Sljedeću stvar koju je Bog učinio.
He said, and the woman shall receive a seed.
Rekao je, žena će primiti seme.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that seed was not going to come by sex.
A to seme ne dolazi seksom.
That was going to be the beginning of the new creation.
To će biti početak nove tvorevine.
To bring forth the new race.
Koji će dovesti novu rasu.
That Adam was supposed to bring forth.
Koju je Adam trebao da rodi.
Starting with Christ.
Koja počinje sa Hristom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he is the beginning of the new creation.
Zato što je on početak Božijeg stvorenja.
And the bride is the continuation of that new creation.
A nevesta je nastavak tog novog stvorenja.
She is to be that super race.
Ona mora biti ta super rasa.
She is to be that super church.
Ona mora biti ta super crkva.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So those three things.
Tako da te tri stvari
in the Garden of Eden,
u Edenskom vrtu,
God was showing in a shadow,
u njima Bog pokazuje kroz senku
of what will happen.
Šta će se desiti.
Then God begin to give laws.
I onda Bog počinje da daje zakone.
And in Leviticus, let's read it, Leviticus 23, 25 rather.
U Levitskom zakoniku 25, da to pročitamo, jel?
No, it's okay. Verse 8.
Osmi stih.
And thou shalt number 7 sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years.
I nabroj 7 sedmina godina, 7 puta po 7 godina.
And the space of the 7 sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years.
Tako da ti 7 sedmina godina bude 49 godina.
Then shall thou cause the trumpet of jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement shall you make the trumpet sung throughout all your land.
Tada zapovedi, neka zatrubi truba 10. dan 7. mjeseca, na dan očišćenja neka trubi truba po svoj zemlji vašoj.
And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land of your inhabitants thereof.
I posvetite godinu 50. i proglasite slobodu u zemlji svima koji žive u njoj. To neka vam je oprosna godina.
It shall be a jubilee unto you.
Dakle, to neka vam bude oprosna godina.
And you shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family.
I tada se vratite svaki na svoju baštinu i svaki u rod svoj vratite se.
A jubilee shall the 50th year be unto you. You shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed.
Oprosna godina da vam je ta 50. godina. Nemojte sejati niti žnjati što samo rodi te godine, niti berite grožđe u vinogradu nerezanom.
For it is the jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the field.
Jer je oprosna godina, neka vam je sveta, sa svakog polja jedite rod njegov.
In the jubilee you shall return every man unto his possession.
Dakle, u toj prazničnoj godini svaki čovjek treba da se vrati na svoje vlasništvo.
Hold it there for a moment, we'll continue to read the life.
Samo se zaustavite ovdje na trenutak, nastavit ćemo dalje sa čitanjem.
Now the year jubilee came every 50 years.
Dakle, praznična godina bi dolazila svake 50. godine.
There were 7 sabbaths of years.
Bilo je u godini 7 šabata.
That's 7 by 7.
Što je 7 puta 7.
Which is 49 years.
Što bi trebalo biti 49 godina.
And the 50th year.
A 50. godina
would be the jubilee.
Je bila praznična.
And in the jubilee,
a u prazniku,
if a man is in bondage,
ako bi čovjek bio u ropstvu,
he can go free.
Mogao bi otići slobodan.
If his land is held by someone,
ako bi njegovo imanje imao drugi čovjek,
because he was unable to pay his debt,
zato što ne bi bio u stanju da isplati svoje dugove,
that land has to be released.
Ta zemlja je morala biti vraćena.
And go back to the owner.
I da se vrati vlasniku.
That was the grace of God.
To je bila Božja milost.
God gave a law.
Bog je tu dao zakon.
Showing that what he has given to you,
pokazujući vam da ono što vam on daje,
you will never lose it.
Vi nikada nećete izgubiti.
He made a way to bring it back.
On je načinio put da vam se to vrati nazad.
In the 50th year,
u 50. godini,
a man who was in slavery,
čovjek koji je bio u ropstvu,
because maybe the parents couldn't pay the debt,
zato što možda roditelji nisu mogli isplatiti dug,
and one of the children had become a bond servant,
a jedan od njegove djece je morao postati rob.
They couldn't hold him for more than 50 years.
Nisu ga mogli držati dalje od 50. godine.
In the 50th year,
kada je nastupila 50. on je bio slobodan da se vrati nazad.
In this ordinance,
u ovim zapovestima,
we are seeing,
vidimo,
seven Sabbaths had to run out.
Da mora da istekne 7 šabata.
49 years.
To je 49 godina.
Seven Sabbaths.
7 šabata.
Sabbatic years.
Šabatski godina.
That's a type of seven church ages.
To je tip 7 crkvenih doba.
And after seven church ages are run out,
i nakon što ističe 7 crkvenih doba,
then there is a trumpet to be blown.
Onda mora zatrubeti truba.
Proclaiming liberty.
Koja objavljuje slobodu.
Deliverance.
Oslobođenje.
Emancipation.
Emancipaciju.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A message causing you to return back to your beginning.
Poruka vas navodi da se vratite nazad na svoje početke.
To return back to your original family.
Da se vratite nazad originalnoj porodici.
Every form of bondage.
Svako prethodno ropstvo
that held you,
koje vas je držalo.
In captivity.
Svako ropstvo.
Or your possessions.
Sve na vaše vlasništvo.
You are going to be delivered from it.
Vi ćete biti oslobođeni od toga.
So being an Israelite,
tako budući Izraelac,
and a man is in bondage,
i čovjek koji je bio u ropstvu,
he will be counting the time. He will be counting the time.
On bi nastavio tokom vremena.
Ephesus.
On bi brojao vrijeme.
7 years.
Rekao bi 7 godina.
Smyrna. 7 years.
Opet 7 godina.
Ephesus.
Efes 7 godina.
Smyrna 7 years.
Smirna
7
godina.
Pergamon 7 years.
Pergam 7 godina.
Until you come to Laodicea.
Sve dok ne dođete do Laodikeje.
49 years.
49 godina.
7 Sabbaths are run out.
7 šabata ističe.
Then.
A onda,
on the day of atonement,
na dan pomirne žrtve,
the 10th day of the 7th month,
10. dana 7. mjeseca,
that was the day,
to je bio dan,
when the high priest,
kada je prvosveštenik,
they would see him coming out of the holy of holies,
kada su ga vidjeli kako izlazi iz najsvetijeg mjesta,
where he had gone in,
tamo gdje je ušao,
to sprinkle with 7 drops of blood,
da bi pošklopio sa 7 kapi krvi,
to make atonement for the people,
da bi učinio pomirnu žrtvu za ljude,
and a man would be standing there with the trumpet,
i ljudi su stajali tamo s trubama,
ram horns,
to su bile od ovaca te
the horn of the ram.
Rogovi. To su rogovi ovaca.
Amen.
Amen.
And when he sees the high priest coming out,
i kad bi video kako izlazi prvosveštenik,
he used to make 7 long blasts.
Oni bi zaduvali 7 dugih zvukova
on that trumpet.
Iz tih truba.
And every slave,
i svaki rob,
in every wall city,
u svakom gradu opasanim zidom,
in every form of bondage,
u bilo kojoj vrsti ropstva,
after they counted the time,
nakon što su brojali vreme,
they know they're supposed to be a trumpet sounding,
oni su znali da je bilo vreme da se oglasi truba,
proclaiming liberty,
koja je oglašavala slobodu,
and when they hear that trumpet,
kad bi čuli trubu,
they would know that atonement has been made for them.
Znali su da će tamo za njih biti pomirna žrtva.
1963.
godine.
After 7 church ages.
Nakon 7 godina.
Was run out.
Što su nakon 7 crkvenih doba što su istekli.
And we saw the high priest coming back out.
Kada smo vidjeli kako se izlazi prvosveštenik napolje.
The same Jesus.
Isti Isus.
Who went up in the cloud.
Koji je otišao u oblacima.
Was coming back out.
Vraćao se nazad.
There was a message of 7 thunders.
I bila je poruka 7 gromova.
A blast of the ram.
To je bio taj zvuk ovnovskih rogova,
proclaiming liberty,
koji je objavljivao slobodu.
Come out of her, my people.
Dađite iz nje, narode moj.
What is happening?
Šta se dešavalo?
We are going back to our inheritance.
Mi se vraćamo nazad u svoje nasljedstvo.
We are going back to our possessions.
Mi se vraćate nazad na staro nasljedstvo.
We are going back to our beginnings.
Vraćamo se na svoje početke.
Amen.
Amen.
A message proclaiming deliverance.
Poruka je objavljivala slobodu.
From sickness.
Od bolesti.
From death.
Od smrti.
From old age.
Od starosti.
Bring us back young.
Vraća nas u mladost.
Going back to the original family.
Vraćamo se nazad do originalnoj porodici.
The family in heaven.
Porodici koja je u nebu.
And the family on earth.
I porodici koja je na zemlji.
The elect of God.
Izabranicima Božijim.
In the Lamb's book of life.
U Jabljenke ovoj knjizi života.
It's the coming that hour.
To je
is to come in that hour.
To dolazi u ovom času, ali samo svake 50.
The jubilee and the day of atonement came together.
Praznik i dan pomirne žrtve su se sreli.
Because 50,
zato što 50
is a type of a release.
Je tip oslobođenja.
57 sevens of 49.
Znači 7 sedmica je 49.
And the 50th year.
A ta 50. godina.
Is a holy convocation.
Je sveti zbor.
Listen.
Slušajte.
Jesus rose.
Isus je uskrsnuo.
On the first of the week.
On the first of the week. Prvog dana nedelje.
He rose on the morrow after the Sabbath.
On je uskrsnuo u danu nakon šabata.
The Sabbath was the seventh day.
Šabat je bio sedmi dan.
But Jesus rose on the eighth day.
Ali Isus je uskrsnuo osmog dana.
But there is no eight days in a week.
Ali u nedelji, u sedmici ne postoji osmi dan.
The eighth day bring you back to the first day.
Osmi dan vas vraća nazad u prvi dan.
Eight speak of resurrection.
Osam govori o uskrsnuću.
Eight speak of a new beginning.
Osam govori o novom početku.
Eight speak of eternity.
Osmica govori o večnosti.
Amen.
Amen.
And then from the resurrection to Pentecost.
A onda od uskrsnuća pa sve do Pentekosta.
Was 50 days.
Bilo je 50 dana.
Jesus ascended on the 40th day.
Isus je se uzneo u 40. dan.
And they waited 10 days in the upper room.
I čekali su 10 dana u gornjoj sobi.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come.
I kada je dan Pentekosta nastupio.
It was on the eighth day.
To je bio osmi dan.
Because 50.
Zato što je 50.
Sabbat,
7 šabata.
And then the eighth day.
I onda plus osmi dan koji je 50.
And the Holy Spirit came.
I Sveti Duh je došao da uradi šta?
Bring a new birth,
da donese novo rođenje.
Bring a release,
da donese oslobođenje.
Bring a deliverance,
da donese slobodu.
From the old man,
od starog čovjeka.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To bring us into eternal life.
Da nas vrati u večni život.
To live in a new order.
Da bi živjeli po novom redu.
A new creation.
Kao nova tvorevina.
All things pass away.
Sve staro je prošlo.
And all things become new.
I sve je postalo novo.
And when you're seven church age. When you're seven church age.
I kada je prođe 7 crkvenih doba.
With black cloak in the heavens.
Kada se pojavila crnina na black on the heaven.
Black dog in the moon.
Aha, kada se mjesec zamračio u nebesima.
Then what happened?
Šta se desilo?
That mighty angel descended.
Moćni anđeo se spustio.
Seven seals opened.
Sedam pečata se otvorio. Da učine šta?
Bring us into a bright age.
Da bi nas dovelo u doba neveste.
An eternal church age.
U večno crkveno doba.
To bring us into the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Da nas dovede u krštenje Svetim Duhom.
To do what that is doing to us.
I šta nam to čini?
Taking us back to the beginning.
Vraća nas nazad u početak.
Back to the Garden of Eden.
Nazad u Edenski vrt.
Back to our full redemption.
Nazad u puninu otkupljenja.
Back to a new body.
Nazad u nova tela. Nazad u besmrtnost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God is showing here.
A Bog ovdje pokazuje.
In one of his laws.
U jednom od svojih zakona.
When is that deliverance going to come?
Kada će doći to otkupljenje?
After seven Sabbaths are run out.
Nakon što istekne 7 šabata.
In the 50th year.
U 50. godini.
On the day of atonement.
Na dan pomirne žrtve.
And the day of atonement is what day?
A dan pomirne žrtve je koji dan?
The 10th day of the 7th month.
10. dan 7. mjeseca.
Revelation 10:7.
Otkrivenje 10:7.
The seventh angel.
Kada se sedmi anđel oglasi.
The mystery is finished.
Tajna je dovršena.
Seven thunders.
Sedam grobova.
The voices.
Sedam glasova.
Why?
Zašto?
Because Jesus.
Zato što
Isus. Who is doing the mediatorial work?
Koji je činio posrednički posao.
Is coming back.
Se vraća nazad.
With the title deed.
Sa pravom vlasništva.
The book of redemption.
Sa knjigom otkupljenja.
Look up.
Pogledajte
and
gore.
Lift up your head.
I podignite glave.
Redemption
vaše otkupljenje vam se približilo.
To do what?
Da učini šta?
Bring redemption the body.
Da otkupi telo.
To take us back to the Garden of Eden.
Da vas vrati nazad u Edenski vrt.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory!
Slava
it's
Bogu.
A jubilee time.
Ovo je vreme praznika.
A time of deliverance.
Vreme slobode.
Coming out of the walled cities.
Izađite iz tih gradova opasanih zidovima.
Out of denomination.
Napolje iz denominacije.
To go back to the land of the fathers.
Da se vratite u zemlju otaca svojih.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
God in His law.
Bog u svom zakonu.
Redemption.
Otkupljenju.
The land was lost.
Zemlja je bila izgubljena.
The man was in bondage.
Čovjek je bio u ropstvu.
Because when Adam fell.
Jer kada je pao Adam.
Satan began to squat on the earth.
Satana je počeo da zauzima zemlju.
But this is the hour.
Ali ovo je čas.
God is going to get rid of these squatters.
Kada će se Bog osloboditi tih ureza.
What is the vials for? The seven vials.
Radi čega dolaze sedam čaša?
To clean off the earth.
Da bi očistile zemlju.
To destroy the enemy.
Da uništi neprijatelja.
Why?
Zašto?
So we can come back and reign on the earth.
Da bi se mogli vratiti i vladati na zemlji.
When the seven seal book open.
Kada se otvori sedam pečata.
What did they sing?
Šta pevaju? Šta govore?
Thou hast redeemed us.
Ti si nas otkupio.
By thy blood.
Svojom krvlju.
Out of every kindred.
Iz svakog naroda.
And nations.
Svakog plemena.
As kings and priests.
Kao kraljeve i sveštenike.
And we shall reign.
I mi ćemo vladati na zemlji.
When they saw the kinsmen.
Kada su vidjeli rođaka.
In the midst of the elders.
Usred starešina.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Like Boaz.
Kao Boaza.
Then he comes in Revelation 10.
I onda dolazi u Otkrivenju 10.
To claim his bride.
Da zahteva svoju nevestu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The one shall be taken. The one shall be taken and the other shall remain.
Aha, oni će biti uzeti, a drugi će biti ostavljeni.
Two shall be in the bed.
Da, znači dvoje će biti u krevetu.
The one shall be taken.
A jedan će biti uzet.
And the other shall remain.
A drugi će ostati.
Two shall be in the field.
Dvoje će biti na
njivi. The one shall be taken.
Jedan će biti uzet.
And the other shall remain.
A drugi će biti ostavljen.
Ten virgins went out.
10 devica su krenule.
Five was taken.
Pet je uzeto.
And the others was remained.
A ostale su ostale.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's the hour.
I to je taj čas.
Is claiming his elect.
On zahteva svoje izabrane.
Come out of her, my people.
Izađi iz nje, moj narode.
He is separating them.
On je njih odvojio.
He is calling the names.
On proziva imena njihova. Iz Jagnjetove knjige života.
He is revealing to you.
On vam otkriva.
You are part of his bride.
Ste deo njegove neveste.
He is showing you your position.
On vam pokazuje poziciju.
In the word.
U reči.
He is showing you what time
on vam pokazuje u kom vremenu živite.
You are hearing a message.
Vi čujete poruku.
Proclaiming deliverance.
Kako objavljuje slobodu.
Not bondage.
Ne ropstvo više.
Not control.
Ne kontrolu.
Not nicolaitanism.
Ne nikolaitizam.
Emancipation.
Već emancipaciju.
Liberty.
Slobodu.
Restoration.
Obnovu.
Back to your inheritance.
Nazad u nasledstvo.
Back to your beginning.
Nazad na svoje početke.
What were we in the beginning?
Ono što smo bili u početku.
Man was to be a super race.
Čovjek je trebao biti super.
Man had an inheritance.
Čovjek je imao nasledstvo.
A civilization.
Jednu civilizaciju.
There was no sickness.
U kojoj nije bilo bolesti.
There was no death.
Nije bilo smrti.
There was no old age.
Nije bilo starosti.
In the beginning.
U početku.
Man was in the image of God.
Čovjek je bio u Božjem liku.
Man was one with God.
Čovjek je bio jedno s Bogom. Čovjek imao savršenu veru. Imao je savršenu ljubav.
U vrtu
Edenskom.
Hallelujah. And we are going back there.
Mi se vraćamo tamo nazad.
When does that message come?
Kada je došla poruka?
After seven church ages.
Nakon sedam crkvenih
doba.
Kada su istekli.
After we see Christ.
Nakon što vidimo Hrista.
The high priest.
Prvosveštenika. Kako izlazi napolje.
It's time for the claiming work.
Vreme je da on zahteva svoj posao.
And a message.
I poruka.
A trumpet.
I trube.
Being sounded.
Su se oglasile.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And gathering the family back.
Iskupile nazad porodicu.
The family of God.
Božiju porodicu.
Some was in the Baptist city.
Neki su bili u baptističkim gradovima. Neki u metodističkim gradovima. Neki u katoličkim gradovima.
Slaves.
Kao robovi.
In religious bondage.
U religioznom ropstvu.
But the message.
Ali poruka.
The shout.
Povik.
Gathers the bride together.
Skuplja nevestu zajedno.
And the voice.
I glas.
Brings the sleeping one up from the grave.
Podiže usnule iz groba.
And we who are alive.
A mi što smo preostali
remain,
i ostali,
united,
bit ćemo ujedinjeni sa onima koji su
uskrsli
i zajedno
family,
kao cijela porodica ćemo se ujediniti
Christ,
sa Isusom Hristom, sa velikim rođakom i vratiti se nazad i živjeti u nasledstvu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what was happening?
Dakle, šta se dešava?
In a shadow.
Senci,
we are in the hour.
Mi smo u tom času.
The greater Boaz is here.
Kada je veći Boaz ovdje.
The greater root is here.
Veća ruta je ovdje.
It's the greater harvest time.
Veća žetva je ovdje.
A greater Naomi.
I veća Naomi.
A greater chief servant.
I veći glavni žeteoc.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What was a shadow?
Ono što je bio tip.
It's not reality.
Sada je realnost.
It's coming to pass.
Dolazi u ispunjenje.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 23. Leviticus 25, verse 23.
23, huh? Okay, just minute.
The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and sojourners with me.
Ali da se zemlja ne prodaje za svagda, jer je moja zemlja, a vi ste došljaci i ukućani kod mene.
That's why God had title to the land.
Zato je Bog imao pravo vlasništva na zemlju.
That's why the devil couldn't take the title deed.
Zato đavo nije mogao uzeti knjigu prava vlasništva.
That's why when Adam fell, the title deed went back in the hands of God.
Zato kada je Adam pao, knjiga prava vlasništva se vratila u Božje ruke.
Because God is the owner of it.
Zato što je Bog vlasništvo, vlasnik zemlje.
Because God is the one who created it. God is the one who created it.
Zato što je Bog nju stvorio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in all the land of your possession you shall grant a redemption for the land.
Zato po svoj zemlji države vaše neka se otkupljuju zemlje.
If thy brother be waxen poor and hath sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold.
Ako siromaši brat tvoj i proda nešto od baštine svoje, i posle dođe ko od roda njegovog najbliži njemu da otkupi, neka otkupi šta brat njegov prodade.
That's why Boaz say, I buy back.
Zato je Boaz rekao, ja kupujem nazad ili Melehovu zemlju. Otkupljujem
Malanun.
Otkupljujem i Čilijanunovu, mogu se izgovoriti.
He was actually purchasing back that which was forfeited.
On je u stvari bukvalno kupovao nazad ono što je bilo prokockano.
He was paying mortgage, paying off the mortgage.
On je otplaćivao zakupninu.
And bringing the inheritance back in the family where it belonged.
Vraćao je to vlasništvo nazad porodici gdje je to i pripadalo.
That is what Jesus did.
To je ono što je učinio Isus.
He purchased the land.
On je kupio zemlju.
And he purchased the people.
I kupio narod.
Boaz purchased the land.
Boaz je kupio zemlju.
And he purchased Ruth.
I Rutu.
See?
Vidite?
Because in the beginning, the earth is man's inheritance.
Zato što je u početku zemlja bila nasljedstvo čovjeka.
As a son of God,
kao Božji sin,
he inherited from God.
On je to zemlju naslijedio od Boga.
God gave it to him.
Bog mu je nju dao.
As his inheritance.
Kao nasljedstvo.
And when man fell,
i kada je čovjek pao,
God gave little shadows and types.
Bog je ostavio male senke i tipove.
So the hope in our heart could be kept alive.
Tako da bi nada u našim srcima mogla i dalje biti živa.
That one day,
da će jednog dana,
the real redeemer would come.
Da će pravi otkupitelj doći.
One day,
jednog dana,
the real price would be paid.
Prava cena će biti isplaćena.
One day,
jednog dana,
we'll go back to the beginning.
Vraćamo se nazad u početak.
And they had these laws.
I oni su imali ove zakone.
But these laws
ali ti zakoni
was only unfolding the mystery God had in the back of his mind.
Su samo otkrivali tajnu koju je Bog imao u zadnjem dijelu svog uma.
That's why the Bible is a book of redemption.
Zato je Biblija knjiga otkupljenja.
Because the first thing we see God doing in the Bible.
Zato što prvo što vidimo da Bog čini u Bibliji.
When man fell,
čovjek je pao,
he showed how he redeemed.
I on je pokazao kako će ga otkupiti.
And the last thing we see in the Bible.
I posljednja stvar koju vidimo u Bibliji.
The lamb coming to take the book.
Je kako jagnje dolazi da uzme knjigu.
To redeem.
Da bi otkupio.
And gather back his people.
I vratio nazad svoje
ljude. To go back and live in a new heaven and new earth.
Da bi živeli na novom nebu i novoj zemlji.
And this is the hour.
I ovo je taj čas.
When seven sabbats.
Kada su tih sedam sabata, sedam crkvenih
doma
istekli.
And the high priest appears.
I prvosveštenik se pojavljuje.
The day of atonement.
U danu pomirne žrtve.
When the original atonement.
Kada je došla originalna pomirna žrtva.
Is revealed again.
Kada je ponovo otkrivena.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then we hear a message.
I onda čujemo poruku.
Not a reformer message.
Ne poruku reformatora.
Not a message on reformation.
Ne poruku reformacije.
A message of redemption.
Već poruku otkupljenja.
A message of full restoration.
Poruku pune obnove.
A message saying go back to the Garden of Eden.
Poruku koja vraća nazad u Edenski vrt.
Because in the type.
Zato što u tipu.
Such a message.
Jedna takva poruka.
Must be sounded.
Mora biti oglašena.
Proclaiming liberty.
Koja će objaviti slobodu.
The results of such a message.
A rezultati takve poruke. Su porodice koje se ponovo ujedinjuju.
All who have the same DNA. All who have the same DNA.
Da, okay, understand. Svi koji imaju isti DNK.
And God's family.
A Božja porodica.
This is a family album.
A ovo je u stvari porodični album.
And the name of all his children.
A ime sve njegove dece.
Is revealed in this book.
Su otkrivene u ovoj knjizi.
And now he's gathering them together.
I sada ih skuplja zajedno.
Under the seventh seal.
Pod sedmim pečatom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Slava Bogu.
It's all happening.
Sve se to sad dešava.
It's taking place.
To se dešava, odigrava.
This is what the message.
To je ono što govori poruka.
Of this hour.
Ovog časa.
Has opened to us.
Što nam ona otvara.
And that's why.
I to je razlog.
You couldn't stay in the Catholic Church.
Što vi niste mogli ostati katolici.
You couldn't stay in a denomination.
Niste mogli ostati u denominacijama.
No matter what wall city you was in.
Nije bitno kakav zid je bio oko grada.
Like the eagle in the barnyard.
Kao orao u dvorištu.
He heard.
On je čuo.
That screeching papa eagle.
Kako krešti taj otac orao.
And when he heard that message,
i kad je čuo poruku,
it was a message of deliverance.
To je bila poruka oslobođenja.
Take him out of the barnyard.
Da ga iznese iz tog dvorišta.
Take him back to his beginning.
Da ga vrati u početak.
He was an eagle from the egg.
On je od početka bio orao.
He was supposed to be born in that mountain.
Morao je biti rođen tamo na toj planini.
But a thief came.
Ali došao je lopov.
Stole that egg.
I ukrao jaje.
And bring it in the barnyard.
I odneo ga u dvorište.
And he lived in the barnyard with amnesia.
I on je tamo u tom dvorištu živeo pod jednom amnezijom. Nije znao ko je.
He thought he was a chicken.
Nije znao, on je mislio da je pile.
He thought he was a funny chicken.
Mislio je da je neko loše pile.
He thought all his life he's going to live here eating from a manio pie.
Mislio je da će ceo svoj život jesti tu sa đubrišta.
But had a season to come.
Ali došlo je vreme.
Revelation 10.
Otkrivenje 10.
When the great Jehovah Eagle.
Kad je veliki Jehova orao.
Descend.
Spustio se dole.
Fly over that little descend barnyard.
I nadleteo na tim malim dvorištem.
And a message began to thunder forth.
I poruka je počela da grmi.
To wake him up.
Da bi ga probudilo.
To a realization.
Do shvatanja.
That he is not a chicken.
Da on nije pile.
Amen.
Amen.
To let him know.
Da bi mu dalo do znanja.
He is built to possess a lot of fly.
Da je on tako stvoren da bi mogao da leti.
He had flying equipment.
On je imao svu opremu za let.
But he never knew he had it.
Ali nije znao da ga stvarno
but
ima.
But under that message,
ali pod porukom,
he began to discover.
Počeo je da otkriva.
God given potentials.
Da potencijale koje mu je Bog dao.
He began to wake up to a realization.
Počeo je da se budi u toj spoznaji.
He was a different species.
Da je on jedna drugačija vrsta.
And he began to get teaching.
I počeo je da uči.
How to use his equipment.
Kako da koristi opremu.
And he began to get airborne.
I on je počeo da se podiže.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He began to get heavenly places.
On je se podigao u nebeska mesta.
I trust in discovering your equipment.
Ja verujem da vam ovim otkrivam opremu.
I trust in discovering your hidden resources. I trust you are discovering your hidden resources.
Aha, verujem da otkrivate svoje skrivene resurse.
You are understanding your dynamics and mechanics.
Vi razumete svoju dinamiku i mehaniku.
That as a son and daughter of God.
Da kao sin i ćer Božija.
You built to possess a law.
Da ste izgrađeni da dođete do vlasništva.
To teach you how to fly.
Koje će vas naučiti kako da letite.
Amen. And as you exercise in that law.
I dok vi vežbate pod tim zapovestima.
You begin to see a supernatural power that chickens don't have.
Vi dolazite do nadprirodne sile koju pilići nemaju.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Slava.
And you begin to operate in another realm.
I vi počinjete da se da delujete u jednoj drugoj oblasti.
And you begin to understand you will always eagle.
I počinjete da razumete da ste uvijek bili orlovi.
In the barnyard.
Tamo u tom dvorištu.
The little eagle.
Taj mali orlić.
Didn't know what he was before birth.
Nije znao šta je bio pre rođenja.
And he didn't know what he was going to be after he left this barnyard.
I nije znao šta će biti nakon što bude ostavio
but
taj piličani.
Eagle came.
Ali kad je došao veliki orao.
He opened the mystery to him.
On mu je otkrio tajnu.
He was eagle from the egg.
Da je on bio još orao odatle.
But he bypassed being born in that heavenly realm.
Ali je zaobišao rođenje u toj nebeskoj oblasti.
And he was born in this little decent barnyard.
I bio je rođen u tom malom neuglednom pličari.
In Satan Eden.
U satanino medenu.
But then he heard a message.
Ali je čuo poruku.
That began to bring a spiritual resurrection.
Koja je dovela njega do duhovnog njegovog uskrsnuća.
He began to recognize his day.
Koji je počeo da prepoznaje svoj dan.
And his message.
I njegovu poruku.
When he saw his great papa eagle coming.
Kad je vidio svog velikog oca orla kako dolazi. 27 milja visoko.
20 miles wide.
30 milja široko.
When he heard that blast of thunder.
Kad je čuo taj zvuk gromova.
He looked up there and lifted up his head.
Podigao je glavu.
He said, my redemption draw at night.
Rekao je, moj Bože, došlo je moje otkrovenje.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he began to understand the mystery.
Počeo je da razume tajne.
Of his predestinated life.
Svog predodređenog života.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he began to get teaching.
I počeo je da bude poučavan.
He began to mix the word with faith.
Da meša veru i reč.
And he began to fly that barnyard.
I počeo je da leti iz tog piličarnika.
And he left them chickens.
I ostavio je te piliće.
In the denomination.
Te denominacije.
And he was reunited with Papa.
I bio ponovo ujedinjen sa ocem.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No matter how we go.
Nije bitno kako idemo.
It's the same story.
To je uvek ista priča.
It's redemption.
To je otkupljenje.
It's the mystery of God.
To je Božja tajna.
Being revealed.
Koja se otkriva.
Because we came from eternity.
Zato što dolazi od večnosti.
And we are going back.
I mi se vraćamo u večnost.
Amen.
Amen.
We pick up the rest tomorrow.
Ah, mi ćemo nastaviti sa ostatkom dalje.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us worship a little bit tonight.
Hajde da ga malo proslavljamo.
Amen. Let us glorify him a little bit tonight.
Hajde da ga malo veličamo večeras.
Isn't he wonderful?
Nije li divan?
It is so simple.
Tako je sve to jednostavno.
Sometimes you may think, could I understand it?
Ponekad razmišljate, hoću li to sve razumeti?
But then it becomes so simple.
Ali onda dođe u takvoj jednostavnosti.
Says, my,
kažete, moj Bože,
you look in the mirror.
Gledate se u ogledalo.
That's me.
Pa to sam ja.
That's me.
Pa to sam ja.
It means the word is talking about.
Pa reč govori o meni.
All these years.
Sve ove godine.
I was wondering.
Ja sam se pitao.
If I'm going to make it.
Hoću li uspeti?
Am I really bride?
Da li sam stvarno nevesta?
I don't know how to know if I am.
I ne znam kako da saznam da li sam.
But now.
Ali sada.
As your eyes get anointed.
Dok su vam oči pomazane.
With eye salve.
Sa tim sa tom masti za oči.
You begin to look.
Počinjete da gledate.
At them same pictures.
U te iste slike.
And now there's not pictures.
I više to nisu sad slike.
Now there's money.
Sad je to novac.
It's a power.
To je sila.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Slava Bogu.
I just come as one of the little social workers. I come here as one of the social workers.
Aha, ja sam došao ovdje kao jedan od socijalnih radnika.
And I'm saying, let me see your pictures.
Ja kažem, dajte te fotografije da vidim što imate.
You are rich.
Pa vi ste bogatasi.
You have everything.
Pa vi sve posjedujete.
I'm saying, you had it all the time.
Pa vi ste to imali sve vrijeme.
I'm not giving you nothing.
Ja vam ništa ne dajem.
I'm only helping to recognize what you have.
Ja vam samo pomažem da vi prepoznajete šta imate.
Amen.
Amen.
Rahab had the token in the house.
Rahaba je imala znak u svojoj kući.
But she didn't know it.
Ali uopšte nije znala.
All the spies did.
Sve što su uhode učinile.
They teach her how to apply it.
Naučili su je samo kako da ga primeni.
Tighten your window.
Rekli su stavi znak u prozor. I niko te neće ti pipnuti.
The woman in the time of Elisha.
Žena u vrijeme Ilije.
The creditor was taking her children into captivity.
Kreditor.
The one she owed the debt to.
Aha,
a debtor and a creditor.
Da, znači ona je dužnik je odveo njeno dete u ropstvo.
And she come crying.
I ona je došla u suzama.
My children are going in captivity.
Zašto mi dete ide u ropstvo?
What can I do?
Šta da učinim?
My husband is dead.
Muž mi je umro.
He said, what do you have in your house?
I rekao, rečeno joj je, a šta imaš u kući?
He said, nothing.
Rekla je, pa nemam ništa.
He said, I mean nothing.
Kako misliš baš ništa?
What do you have in your house?
Šta imaš u kući?
Think.
Razmisli.
She said, oh yes.
Oh da.
I have a little oil in a pot, but that's all I have.
Imam samo malo ulja u jednom krčagu, to je sve što
imam. Praise God!
Rekao je, slava Bogu!
You are delivered!
Ti si slobodna!
I don't know what you mean!
Pa šta misliš po time?
He said, what you have...
To što imaš...
Is able to pay off your debt.
Je u stanju da otplati tvoj dug.
And you will have enough to live on the rest.
I da imaš dovoljno da živiš i dalje.
He didn't give her the oil.
On njoj nije dao ulje.
He just teach her to use what she already had.
Samo je nju naučio kako da koristi ono što već ima.
She had it in the house.
Ona ga je već imala u
but
kući.
But she saw no value to it.
A nije vidjela vrednost toga.
And the children go into captivity.
I dete je otišlo u ropstvo.
And the devil comes in.
I đavo je došao.
Take this one in the world.
I odveo je u svet.
Take this one in drugs.
I odveo nekog u droge.
Take this one in the fashion.
Ovog odveo
odveo u modu.
Take this one into sin.
Ovo ga odveo u greh.
And we stand up helpless sometimes.
I mi ponekad delujemo kao bespomoćni.
We don't know what to do.
Ne znamo šta da uradimo.
They was here, but now the devil took them.
Oni su bili tu, a evo đavo ih je odneo.
No, we don't have to give them up.
Ne, mi ne trebamo da odustanemo od njih.
We have to know how to use what we have.
Mi moramo da naučimo da koristimo ono što imamo.
The oil was the Holy Spirit.
Ulje je bio Sveti Duh.
Shed oil in a vessel. Shed oil in the vessel.
Stavi ulje u posudu.
Amen. You have oil. If you have a little drop of oil.
Ako imate samo kapicu ulja.
Inside your house.
Unutar u vašoj kući.
And you can get teaching.
I ako ste poučeni.
From a man.
Od čovjeka.
Anointed with the spirit of Elijah.
Pomazanog Ilijinim duhom.
In the days after Elijah.
U danu nakon Ilije.
To open that mystery for you.
Da vam otvori te tajne.
You can come into a place.
Doći ćete do mesta.
Where nobody in your house.
Gde niko u vašoj kući.
Would be in bondage.
Neće više biti.
All your children will be delivered.
Će biti slobodan.
Will be around you.
Će biti oko vas.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what God promised. This is in the Bible.
To je u Bibliji.
It's in the type.
To je u tipovima.
It's in the shadow.
To su senke.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what the opening of the word does.
I to je ono što čini otvaranje reči.
It begins to reveal to us.
Počinje da nam otkriva.
What lays there for us.
Šta se nalazi za nas u tome.
Amen.
Amen.
What a great thing.
Kako velike stvari
the
imamo.
Grace of Almighty God.
Milost svemogućeg Boga.
Let us pray.
Molimo se.
Amen. Father, we love you tonight.
A Oče, mi te večeras volimo.
We appreciate your grace.
Cenimo tvoju milost.
The inspiration.
Ovu inspiraciju.
The revelation.
Otkrivenje.
The outpouring of your rain.
Izliće tvoje kiše.
A teaching rain.
Kiše koja poučava.
And then that quickening power.
I kada ta oživljujuća sila.
That latter rain.
Taj pozni daž.
Can make the word that is planted live in the people.
Da oživi tu reč koja je posejana u ljudima.
You said you would send them the former and the latter rain in the same season.
Rekao da ćeš u isto vrijeme poslati i rani i pozni daž.
This is what brings the seed to maturity.
To je ono što dovodi seme do zrelosti.
This is what gives us a harvest.
To je ono što nam daje žetvu.
Oh God.
Bože.
And Lord, here we are seeing these things.
I evo nas vidimo sve ove stvari.
And trying to encourage your children.
I pokušavamo hrabriti tvoju decu.
You're elected.
Tvoje izabranike.
In this part of the world.
U ovom delu sveta.
That you have chosen them.
Koje si izabrao.
You have predestinated them.
Predodredio.
And Lord, we thank you.
I Gospode, zahvaljujemo
ti. That they are recognizing.
Da oni prepoznaju.
Themselves in the mirror.
Sami sebe u ogledalu.
They are seeing their reflection.
Oni vide svoj odraz.
They are seeing their names being revealed.
Vide kako im se ime otkriva.
Lord, I pray.
Gospode, molim
se. It becomes so real.
Da to postane stvarno.
That you stand fully liberated.
Da dođe vreme potpune slobode.
Completely delivered.
Da budu brzo oslobođeni.
No hindrance.
Bez ikakvih ograda.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Ime Isusa Hrista.
May your Holy Spirit.
Neka tvoj duh sveti.
Bring such a surge.
Donesi
of the current of the Spirit tonight.
Pretraži karakter i duha večera.
Into every heart.
U svakom srcu.
You will take away the amnesia.
Udalji amneziju.
And you will raise them up.
Podigni ih.
To stand in that true position.
Da stoje u toj pravoj poziciji.
And to live in their God-given privileges.
I da žive na od Boga danim privilegijama.
May you grant it, Father.
Daruj to, Oče.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
U ime Isusa Hrista.
Let this blessing.
Neka ovaj blagoslov.
Be upon your ministers.
Bude na tvojim.
Be upon the congregations.
Na celom zajedništvu.
Be upon the families.
Na porodicama.
For the glory of God.
Za Božiju slavu.
This is what you meant available.
Ono to je ovo što si ti omogućio.
To your children.
Tvojoj deci.
This is what you are releasing amongst them.
To je ono što ti puštaš među njih.
May they believe it.
Neka
receive
to veruju
it,
i prihvate i žive u tome.
You say if we hear it.
Ti si rekao ako čujemo
we'll
to i prepoznamo da je to istina.
We can act upon it.
Mi možemo delovati po tome.
And watch it made manifest.
I posmatrati kako se to objavljuje.
May you grant it, Father.
Daruj nam to, Oče.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
U ime Isusa Hrista.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise his mighty name.
Slava njegovom moćnom imenu.
God bless you.
Bog vas blagoslovio.
Amen.